time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, and we're here with the Indians taking on the Liberty Benton Eagles from way up north. But we went up there last year. Their turn to make the trip down here. I do not have their record, but they are traditionally an extremely good volleyball team, a whole sports program all the way around, boys and girls. But in case you were listening to our football broadcast last night, we had some technical issues, a little bit beyond our control, but Chuck was able to finally fix it. We had our server, our streaming service had some software issues, and it took 20 minutes or so to bypass that. So at the end of the second quarter until sometime in the third quarter, all the way through halftime, we did not have, you weren't able to hear the broadcast, but it was going back to our studio, and it is in its entirety available in our archives. So if you missed some of that and want to go back and listen again, of course, lots and lots of people listen in the archives, whether they heard it all or not. You can go to FortRecoveryRadio.com, and then archives is right there. You can just click on and look for the football at Coldwater with yesterday's date, and then you can listen to the whole thing, especially if you did want to hear that end of the second quarter, halftime, and third quarter that wasn't available over the air but was recorded. So we didn't have connection problems like we did last week at Parkway where everything just dropped. We just had some software issues with our serving, with our server, that we weren't able to, well, they weren't able to fix because they didn't know about it, because they were all we couldn't get any answers from their helpline. But anyway, enough about that. But that is all available in the archives, the game in its entirety. So even though you might have missed it live, you can go on our archives and check it out. Also, the game was broadcast, will be broadcast today as recorded by WOSN, and that's going to be on WOSN Channel 43, I believe, at 4:45 today. That'll be with WCSM Audio. And also, I believe, I didn't know it till today or maybe sometime late last night, that if you go on the NFHS video, the NFHS network, that video, I knew it would be available. I did not think it would have any audio with it, but it does have the WCSM audio with it. So if you want, a lot of our fans like to turn that down, or if it doesn't have it at all, coordinate it with our audio from the archives, and you can certainly do that. But it does have audio with it, unlike Parkway's last week. But there's, from now on, Parkway's from now on will have audio with it when WRKD is broadcasting the games. So that's going to be taken care of. Most of the schools now have started putting audio with it when they can. We're, as long as we're able to broadcast the game audio-wise, the home games will be paired with the video with Fort Recovery Radio. So anyway, that's enough about that. Upcoming next week, Monday night, here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, the Lady Indians take on Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. Thursday, it's at New Knoxville, one of the undefeated teams in the MAC. Friday, football at home against Anna. Going back to Thursday, that's supposed to be a WPGW simulcast. Rob Weaver has had some health issues. If he's able to be back, he will be broadcasting and we'll simulcast that. Otherwise, we will be broadcasting that. We will have the game on. Hopefully Rob Weaver will be here, but if not, of course, Susie and or Diane will be broadcasting the game. So Friday it'll be Jeff and hopefully Joe Bruns. Off of his surgery from this week, we hope he's able to be with us next Friday. And that'll be home versus Anna football. And, of course, that will be available on the NFHS network. And then Saturday, the volleyball ladies go to Arcanum. And that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So a lot of things coming up. Lots of sports next week, I think every day, but Tuesday and, of course, Wednesday. There's some sports going on, volleyball most of the time, and then Friday football, of course. So that's what's coming up. And let's just take a commercial break here real quick, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse and getting ready for our contest with the Liberty Benton Eagles. And we're being joined here by Susie Fortcamp, and she'll be with us in just a second here. Susie, do you have some things you want to talk to us about here in a second? You want to talk to us about some stuff in a second? She's fixing her hair. I don't have that problem at all. Mine got fixed a long time ago, so she'll be coming on here. And so, what do you know about Liberty Benton this year? Oops, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yep, sorry.
Okay.
Asked you a question, didn't turn on your volume.
Liberty Benton is very tough. They're very big. They're long. They got 6'3", 6 foot, 6 foot. Izzy Granger from Liberty Benton, their outside hitter, is a junior. She's committed to the University of Pittsburgh. So she's real tough.
Yep. Now, is that the one that's 6'3"? I see her out there.
She's only a sophomore.
She's probably not going to get shorter as she gets older.
I would say not. But
wow.
Yeah, they're a tough team. Last year, I believe they won state in Division III.
I was thinking they were way up there, but I kind of lose track of years, especially in classes that we're not in.
So they're traditionally a tough team, basketball, volleyball, all the ways around.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a big challenge for the Indians.
Yep.
We haven't faced a team with this kind of height and this kind of talent yet.
There's some really good teams in the MAC. This team would be maybe either right in there with us or maybe even better than that, because they are traditionally their girls sports are outstanding. And looking out there at they have We're fairly tall, but they're way above us.
Yeah. Big girls.
And their skill looks, you know, they're practicing, but their skill looks really good.
Right.
So that's...
It's going to be a challenge for us. Huh? Good challenge.
Yep. And as Coach Guggenbilder said on Sports Talk on Wednesday, Bubba said, do you hate Brent for sketching all of this? He says, well, I'd rather play something like this than a team we know we're going to beat. He said, I'd actually rather have practice than play a team we know we're going to beat.
Fortunately, I believe his words are, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And maybe every once in a while, one of those teams that isn't very good, you want to have a night off, especially in a 3 or 4 game week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But but for the most part, you're not going to get better playing teams that aren't very good.
Right.
Fortunately, those don't exist in the MAC.
No,
so all of that schedule is going to be whoever you might think the worst team is in the MAC, they're tough.
Yep.
And would probably win a lot of leagues.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
I think they're getting ready to do the national anthem. So let's take a quick break here, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and so forth. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Liberty Benton Eagles, and they're doing the introductions right now. Susan, do you have all the starters yet, or are we still checking stuff out?
We are getting them lined up right now. So
all righty.
So for Okay, so for Liberty Benton, their starters are number 14, Sydney Elsasser. I think if we, our basketball fans can remember playing against the Elsasser girls up in Liberty Benton last year.
Yep.
Number 13, Izzy Granger, and Izzy is the one who's committed to the University of Pittsburgh. Number 9, Chelsea May. Number 7, Lauren Gerken. Number 4, Karis Willow. Number 2, Avery Zerker. And number 1, Hannah Bodie. For the Indians, the starting lineup is Whitley Rammel, Hope Wendell, Grace Guggenbiller, Kiki Wendell, Paige Fortcamp, and Marissa Garkey, and Emma Collick.
And there will be 3, 4, 5, 6 more that will play regularly, and we don't lose anything when they come in. So that really helps. I'm sure that the Eagles have that same, I guess you'd call it a luxury, that they're not just 6 or 7 players. They're deep. And they, like I said, watching them warm up, they look very good.
Yeah.
And they are definitely tall.
We're going to have our hands full.
Yes, we will.
It's going to be a great challenge today.
So we'll see if we can hang in there with this really, really good team. And this will be an extremely good gauge of where we are this part of the year. Let's hope we don't do what we've done the last couple of games, is get behind and see if we can catch up and beat them, because we did that, I think, 4 out of 5 sets in the last two matches. You know, we'd get behind to a team we were probably better than, and then work hard to catch back up and go ahead toward the end. But let's not do that here tonight.
Can't afford to do that. I know. Travis focused on starting strong and ending strong. This will be a good testament to us.
Yes.
Back to serve for the Indians is Hope Wendell. Good serve in. Set to the right side, and Izzy Granger with a massive kill.
That was a... That was a Paige Fortcamp kill.
That was a nice hit.
That one was impressive.
Yep, Eagles are up 1-0 on the Indians. Back to serve is Granger for the Eagles. Good serve. Paige with the serve receive. Hope back to Marissa. And Marissa gets a kill. With a two-hand push over the top of the block.
Yep.
So nice play by Marissa.
That was good.
Yep.
And I'm sure they were expecting a pound so they could knock it right back on our side
of
the net.
That's a tough block right there. She's got the big girl in front of her.
Yep.
So Marissa back to serve. Great serve through the middle. And they set the outside to the big girl. And another smoked hit over the top of our block.
And
Emma's going to have her hands full over there. Emma gives up about 8 inches to that girl. So that's going to be a tough position for us tonight.
Yep. And she did pound it.
Eagles up 2-1. Back to serve as a libero, number 1, Hannah Bodie. There we go. Good reception for the Indians. Hope back sets Whitley, and Whitley gets a kill off the back line. So right off the back line, 2-2.
I couldn't tell from here if it was in or out, but the official...
Yeah, she was standing right there.
They're all there saying it's in, and there was a girl between us. So.
Whitley goes out. Kiki back to serve. Good serve for Kiki. Grace Guggenbiller in the front row. Set out to the outside hitter, and the outside hitter makes an error. So for the Indians, that puts us up 3-2. Kiki continues to serve. You know, I think one of our important things here tonight is to make sure that we have strong serving and we keep our serves inbounds and make it tough from the get-go. Kiki just missed her serve. I think I jinxed her, but she was trying to do a short serve and just hit the top of the net and rolled back.
Yep, so. That would have been I don't think they would have been expecting that unless they were scouting us on Thursday, which I'm sure they didn't scout a non-league game.
3-3. Eagles back to serve. Paige with a reception. Oh, nice. Hope had a nice set out to Paige, and Paige pounds that one down.
That was nice.
That was a beautiful play. We need to keep that up. And that all starts with a good pass, good serve, receive, and get it up to our
right now. It's extremely early, but it looks to me like whoever can dig those pounds is going to win this.
And McCauley back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. They set the back row to Granger. Oh, nice dig by Key. Oh, nobody could get to it, though. Good dig by Key, but went up to the net, and no one could get to it. So.
Yep, it was... She got it the right direction, but it wasn't high enough. Needed to be about a couple feet higher.
Tie game at 4 here. Willow back to serve. Got a jump top serve, and she served it in the net. We'll take that.
I have not seen that.
That's a tough serve.
Before.
You got to be incredibly accurate on your toss and your mechanics to make that work.
She threw that 10 feet in the air and hit it on its way down instead of just kind of flip it up.
Paige back to serve, and she serves it out of bounds. Right on the outside edge. So we give that point back. Five all Indians. Frontline, we have Grace Guggenbiller, Lily Luthold, and Marissa Garkey. And we have colleague Fort Camp and Kiki in the back. So Kiki gets that ball up. We're going to have to free ball that one over. Eagles set up. They set up the outside to Granger. Good dig by Paige Fort Camp. Back to Marissa. Hit over. The Eagles back through the middle and just put that ball down. So kill for the Eagles just out of the reach of Kiki.
Yep, she got her hand on it but couldn't get it anywhere near under control.
Yep. 6-5, the Eagles are up. Back to serve is Avery Zerker for the Eagles. Good serve. Kiki passes it up to Emma, outside to Marissa. And Marissa gets a kill off the block.
That was nice.
Yeah, right off the block. So in for the Indians, Whitley Ramel back in the front row. Grace Guggenbiller goes out, and Kiki goes out as Aubrey comes in to serve for her. So one of our lefties. Good serve by Aubrey.
That was a nice serve.
That should have been a carry. Oh, my goodness. That was a good serve. The back girl couldn't get it past to the front, and that should have been a double on that hit, but they didn't call it. No. So point for the Eagles. Aubrey comes back out. Kiki comes back in to take her spot. Sydney Elsesser is back to serve for the Eagles. Eagles are up 7-6. Good serve. Paige with the reception up to Emma. Back set to Whitley. And Whitley pounds that ball. Holy smoke. That girl ate that one.
If you were allowed to come to the game, I would beg you to come watch this.
Whitley on a back slide, she found that ball right on the line, and the poor libero ate that one for breakfast.
There are 6 or 7 girls out here that are just crunching this volleyball.
Hope back to serve. The Indians, great serve just over the net. They set the outside, or the right side. Tip it over. Kiki with a dig. Back through the middle to Witt, and another kill for Witt. Yep. Great play by the Indians.
Oh, man. It's awesome.
Yes, great play by the Indians. So Indians up 8-7. We got Hope, our serving machine, back to serve again. Another good serve. Eagles set up the outside hitter. And we get a hand on it, but just out of the reach of Hope. So we got some hands on that hit.
Yep. But
just out of the reach, so 8-8. Eagles go back to serve on side out. Izzy Granger back to serve for the Eagles. Short serve. Oh, nice dig by Kiki. Oh, little overpass on the dig by Kiki, and the 6'3" Willow puts that one down.
Yep.
Not much we could do about that.
Nice short serve, and it dived. Kiki got on it, but out of reach.
9-8 Eagles. Good serve. Kiki had a nice pass outside to Whitley. And good hit by Whit. Oh, another throw. Oh, but it went out of bounds. Whitley had a great kill on that, and a kind of an overthrow on it, and threw it out of bounds. So we'll take that one.
But they did call it out of bounds, not the throw.
Yeah, it was out of bounds, but looked like a carry.
Looked like a windmill slam.
Yep. Marissa back to serve. Indians, good serve. Oh. And the 6'3" Willow puts it right at the top of our blockers on the outside. She slammed that to the ground.
Yep. We didn't have a chance to get that one. This is good.
Eagles back to serve. Hannah Bodie. Indians down 10-9. Good serve. Nope. Out of bounds. We'll take that one. A little long. So Indians tie the game up 10-10. Whitley comes out of the front line, and Grace comes in for her, and Kiki goes back to serve. So we need to have like to see a good run here by Kiki. Good serve by Kiki. Liberty Benton cannot get it over the net. So we've got to give her an ace for that one.
That's good.
Nice serve by Kiki.
Good job.
Yep. I think they're targeting the 6'3" Willow out there. So.
Probably not a good serve receiver.
Another good serve by Kiki. Liberty Benton sets up Granger out of the back row. She kills it. Ooh. Puts it down. It's a great hit.
Yes, it was. And
we didn't get a hand on it.
And Willow received that one very well.
Yep. The back row gets eaten alive if we can't get any hands on that front row.
Yep.
Good serve by Liberty Bennett. Ace serve.
Yep.
So just, I think, was leaning back a little bit on that and got onto her heels instead of on her toes and fell right in front of her. So 12-11. Indians are down. Kelsey Conkright back to serve for the Eagles, and she serves that one out of bounds. We'll take it.
Way out.
Yeah.
Tied up again. I don't think either team's been ahead more than one. I don't think any team's been been ahead two, maybe early. Might have been 3-1 or something, but early.
Lily Luther back in the lineup. Emma Colleague back to serve, and she serves it out of bounds. So I think we're trading service errors back and forth here. So it puts the Eagles up 13-12. Willow back to serve. I believe that's out of bounds. Yeah, so she serves it long. So we're giving gifts back and forth here for each of us. And Diana's just joining us. She had to ref a junior high game this morning, so that's good.
Yeah.
Don't want to keep hearing me talk. So page four came back to serve for the Indians. It's tied 13-all. Good serve.
Liberty Benton is ginormous.
Yes, they are huge. Ace serve for Paige.
Oh, my goodness. Look at me. I'm just getting here like, holy crap.
Yeah, it takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, and they can hit. It's just not like they're just big. Big and sloppy. They're big and good. So four came back to serve again. The Indians up 14-13. Another good serve.
Nice.
Liberty Benton struggles with it. She called a double on that. So we'll take it. Indians up by 2, 15-13. Timeout by the Eagles.
Good job, Indians. Putting some pressure on them.
Put some pressure on them, all right? We'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Great. Welcome back. Portside Fieldhouse here. Saturday game, probably our first Saturday game of the year, I believe,
I think so, too.
So Liberty Benton had a long drive here from Findlay. We'll take it, though. We didn't have to drive that far.
But next year we'll have to.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
We had that long drive for basketball season this year.
Yeah, we did. So I just came from the junior high game and got to watch 7th and 8th graders.
They
officiated that, and they both went into 3, played Botkin 7th. They both came out winners, that's a good thing.
Good,
I couldn't tell you the score. But lots of good talent coming up from the Fort Recovery Indians.
Timeout's over. The girls are getting back on the court here. We've got Paige back to serve. Back rows Paige, Emma, and Kiki. Front rows Lily, Marissa, and Grace Guggenbiller. Indians up 15-13 in this first set. Another good serve by Paige.
Nice.
Set through the middle and throws it down. Emma with a nice
nice play, grab. Grace. Nice
Grace sets it over, but Liberty Benton picks it up. And then...
Yep.
Hitting
great,
air
great
on the Liberty Benton.
Play. Heads up play by Grace Greenville.
Yeah. Grace had very nice heads up play for Grace. It was a kind of a bad pass up, and she took it and almost got a kill out of it.
Yep, quick thinking.
Yep. 16-13, Paige back to serve again for the Indians. Another good serve. Yes, and they set the outside hitter. Oh, she pounds that ball down. We just don't have a block over there on that side. I'm not getting any hands on it. Our poor back row.
I know. And, you know, when you got somebody 6 foot, I don't know, what is she, 2?
That one's 6 foot. The other one that hits outside 6 foot, and the one in the middle back row is 6'3".
Thank goodness they can't serve. That's about the third or fourth in a row just since I've been here in 12 seconds.
Lots of service errors for the Eagles. So they hit the ball out on the serve. So it puts the Indians up by 3-17-14.
Okay.
And back to serve for the Indians is Aubrey. Is that right?
Yep. Aubrey. And then that puts Whitley in the front row. And... Marissa, nice dig by Aubrey.
Yeah, tip by the Eagles. Oh, hit.
Just out.
Little back set to Whitley and just out of bounds.
Yep.
It was close.
Yep, it was close.
Tough set for her. The timing wasn't quite on right there, but...
I don't know if it was supposed to be a slide. Or
I'm not sure.
Maybe some miscommunication.
Yeah. 17-15, Indians up yet. Kiki back in the lineup in the back row. Good serve by the Eagles. Paige with reception. Backslide to Whitley, and she pounds it off the block.
She gets a nice kill.
Nice kill, yes.
Great set by Emma.
Nice
set. And those are tricky, and timing and everything else. Yeah. You got to, you know, I always tell my hitters, you got to be chasing that ball.
Yeah.
Don't be waiting on it. Chase it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hope Wendell back in the lineup to serve for us. She's our serving machine. We love it. Good serve by her. And they set Granger. Nice hit over. Oh, right off Hope's hands.
Yep. She was there.
So kill for Granger. Kill and a point for the Eagles. 18-16. Indians still up. Front row we have who's in the front row?
Marissa. Yeah, Marissa Whitley
and Emma.
Emma. Yep.
Back rows Hope, Kiki, and Paige. So another serve out of bounds for the Eagles.
Oh, they are frustrated.
It was out of bounds.
It hit her. She was complaining it hit her foot. I'm like,
doesn't matter.
No,
she's standing out of bounds.
Yeah, it was out of bounds.
Hit the line judge, but the line judge's feet were out of bounds.
She doesn't count.
Marissa back to serve for the Indians.
Oh, my goodness.
That was going out of bounds.
She tanked that one way out, but they took it.
And then Willow hits it. Hitting air hits it out of bounds.
Way out.
Indians up 2016. Yes. The Eagles want to talk about it.
Yes.
So we'll be right back.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
I'm just going to do a little max preps and see if I can't find out what their record is. Who
I think
they
it's
play.
4-1. They got beat by Clay. I don't know who Clay is. Okay. I do remember seeing that. But
okay, good. So you looked it up. Good.
I did look it up.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Indians up 2016 coming out of the second timeout for the Lady Eagles. They have no timeouts left. So Marissa back to serve for the Indians.
See if we can keep
good
serving
serve.
Strong to them and make
serve.
Them think about that offense.
Set the outside hitter.
Oh yeah.
By the Indians.
Whitley and Emma Whitley said Emma. No thank you today. She ate that
great
ball
block.
Pretty bad.
Yes, she did. That was a great block.
That was
that girl is 6'3 that hit yep. that, and she
and
can hit the ball.
She pounded that
she
so hard.
Yep.
Marissa back to serve again. Another good
nice.
Serve. That was a tough serve.
Nice, tough, strong.
Set in the back row.
Yes.
Oh, another block by Whitley.
Yes.
Wow.
Whitley and Page just made
yes.
her eat that out of the back row.
That was a back row attack by Granger.
Yes,
Whitley
it
and
was.
Page put that ball straight
Holy
down.
Holy moly.
22-16, Indians up. Marissa back to serve.
You got him back there thinking,
oh, another good
what
serve.
Is
short
going
serve.
On?
Oh,
yes.
Ace
yes.
serve. Wow.
Ace serve by Marissa
oh,
Garkey.
Sorry,
that's how you do
ears
it.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
sorry if we're blowing your ears out,
yeah.
but this is pretty exciting stuff right here.
Marissa dropped a little short serve in, and they could not handle
yep.
it. So.
Yep.
23-16.
Curious to see what she throws over there now. Nice,
oh,
it's strong.
Nice, strong.
Yeah.
Tough
oh.
serve. They're setting the outside hitter.
Oh,
she
dang
kills it.
It.
Yeah,
dang
I didn't
it.
Get any hands on that one.
You know, that's going to happen with them
absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, if
she's
if
given,
we,
the poor thing's given up, you know, 8-9
yes,
inches.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
just a.
I think if you're going to keep her out there, she's teach her to soft block or something.
Yep.
Something a little bit different. Just get her hands on that ball.
23-17. Good serve by the Eagles. Hope back sets Whitley. And another kill.
Pounds it.
Nice kill by Whitley.
Absolutely pounds it down the line. And she has, I don't know that you could have got a prettier set.
No, it's a nice set. Yep.
Prettier and serve
nice
receive.
Set by Hope.
Kudos to Paige. Holy cow. That's how you do it.
Good serve by Kiki.
Nice.
And they're struggling with the serve a little bit. And
go.
Oh, go.
Nice
go.
Dig, Key.
Great dig by Key.
Nice.
Little free ball over
yep.
by the Indians
yep.
for Paige. Back to the 6'3" hitter. Oh, they
go,
block
go,
it.
Go, go,
she passes it back over. Hope sets Paige on the outside.
And
she
out.
Slams it.
Nice
yes.
kill. Nice kill by
yes.
H. Forkamp.
Set one goes the Indians. 2017.
Holy moly.
Wow.
I think Liberty Benton is like, who
are
the
these
heck
people?
Are these?
Yeah.
Fort Recovery Indians.
Yeah.
We
wow.
will be back in a minute.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices all through their store, and here are some of the special deals they have for you through August 27th. The response to their sale in the meat department has been great, so they're continuing their steak sale. Ribeyes just $6.99 a pound, New York strips $6.49 a pound, T-bones only $5.99 a pound, and sirloins $4.99 a pound. And there's 80% lean ground chuck for $2.99 a pound, loose or patties, and 73% lean ground beef is only $2.49 a pound in a 10-pound roll. And their delicious store-made heat and eat cream chicken has been reduced to just $3.99 a pound. And in the dairy section, there's a variety of packaged slice and shredded cheeses, 3 for $7. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. Lots of great prices right here in Fort Recovery at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
We're back. The Indians takes that one over Liberty Benton Eagles, 25-17, maybe? Was that right?
Yeah,
25-17?
So, yeah. I don't think they scored once I sat down.
Okay,
so
that's awesome. Good luck.
Maybe I should walk
Diana's
out
good
come
luck.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, the only stats we kept in that first set were the kills, and the Indians were led in that set by Whitley Rammel with 6 kills. Paige Forkamp had 2. Marissa had 2. And that was it on the kill side.
Yep, and I would say a ton of digs by Key. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
she had some nice digs. Shoot. I mean, really, our passing was spot on in that first set.
Yep.
Serve receive was great. So they keep that
huge.
Up.
You know, and I think that's what's keeping us in the game.
Yeah,
I think
keep ourselves in the system.
Yep, we're a lot stronger serving team, and they're just giving us a lot of poppers, I guess. That's what it looks like to me.
Yep.
I haven't been here long enough, but
we got to stay in the system. Yep. That helps us.
Yeah, for sure.
The Eagles will be back to serve first. Sydney Elsesser back to serve. Page to Emma, out to Marissa.
Nice, Marissa Garkey.
Hit by Marissa, but Eagles play it, and they kind of have to free ball it over. Page to Emma, to Whitley.
Oh,
eat it again. She eats it
that
again.
That was a bomb.
Nice play by the Indians. We just talked about the passing side of things. And these girls are passing the ball really well.
You know
and
what?
It makes a big difference.
We are. And what I've noticed the difference with Paige Forkamp is she's using her hands.
She's her hands
a lot
yep.
more. And I think that is huge. Yep. Absolutely huge.
Hope Wendell with the serve.
Go, Hope.
Nice. Oh, Hope with a nice dig. Whitley over in 2.
Says, I'm just going to take it.
And gets a kill. Over and 2 for Whitley.
She just takes it in 2 and says, you know what? Let's just throw off this whole system and
we're
done. So she gets a nice kill.
Indians up 2-0 in this second set. Hope Wendell back to serve. Short serve. Just didn't get over that.
Good spot. Good thinking, but
that would have been over. That would have been an ace.
Yeah,
but
it would've.
Just a little short, just off the top of the tape.
Yep.
Granger back to serve for the Eagles. Lady Indians up 2-1. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Hope out to Marissa. Marissa with a
nice
shot.
Dig.
Oh, almost got a kill over it.
Gosh. That was never going to happen.
No.
Overpass to Emma, and the 6'12" giant on the other side just said no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Emma had no
sorry,
chance
Shorty.
On that one.
Sorry, Shorty.
Granger back to serve again for the Eagles.
Paige.
Good pass by Paige. Hope
out
sets
to
outside to Whitley. And Whitley makes him eat it again.
Oh, my God.
Got a girl, Whitley.
I don't even.
It was a great pass.
Holy cow.
Great pass.
Just
great servicing pass.
Holy
great
cow.
Set by
and
Hope.
And Whitley's seeing those holes.
She saw the block
right
off there. I mean, they're blocking right in front of her. She went cross court on that. And nobody touched it.
Nope.
Great serve by Marissa. Back set to the right side here.
She just
pops it over.
God.
Oh.
Emma there to dig it, but just dig it.
Dug it backwards,
and I think her and Marissa were both, their weight shift was forward, and
just
went backwards, so we couldn't get it. So 3-3.
Hannah Bodie back for the Lady Eagles to serve. We have Marissa, Kiki, and Paige back for serve receive. It's a good serve.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki with a nice pass up to Hope. Hope sits the middle of the page.
She slams
that ball down. Wow.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you about that play. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The middle blocker went to Whitley. And Paige, out of the middle, wide open. You just can't do that.
You're going to eat it. Right, and you couldn't have had a better pass.
Yep, couldn't have had a better pass.
Where it starts.
Yep.
Kiki back to serve the Indians. Great serve again. The Eagles set up the right side.
Tip
over.
Emma
covers. Out to Hope. Out to Paige.
Smoked it.
Dug it up. There we go.
Yep.
Outside.
Outside the antenna.
Yeah, so Eagles hit the ball outside of the antenna. Paige had a great hit on that. Smoked it.
And Libera was sitting right on her, but I'm telling you what, she hit it hard.
5-3 Indians. Kiki back continuing to serve for the Indians. Another great serve. Eagles set the back row in Granger. Hope got
nice
it up.
Dig.
Nice dig
Hope.
By Hope to Key. Over
Paige.
By Paige.
Nice hit, Paige. Free ball, little down ball.
Oh, nice
great
dig
by Hope.
By Hope.
And
out to Paige,
gonna,
and Kiki's free balled over.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the Eagles set up here at the outside to the big girl.
And Marissa
off
was there.
Off of Marissa. She was there, but it was right off her hands.
Yep. She was there. I think we need some height out there on
that. We need a blocker on that right side. That's poor Emma.
To get a hand on it.
She's giving up too much size over there.
Yep. Way too much size. I think Tiffany could jump out there and give us some size.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be ideal.
Good serve by the Eagles to Paige.
Nice.
And Paige smashes it, but...
Yep.
Oh, there she goes. She got a kill.
Yep.
Smashed it. They overpass it, and then Paige makes him eat it.
I think official might have missed that call. That might have been a reach over, but
you
know what? We're going to take it. We're going to give her a kill for that, too.
That's right. 6-4 for the Indians.
Yep.
Up. I'm a colleague back to serve with the Lady Indians.
Nice serve, Emma.
Eagles too don't easy. Have trouble. Too, yeah, out of the back row.
Nice. Oh,
Ranger had a hit out of the back row. Marissa got a hand on it, but it went up into the stands. So
yep.
Point
nice
for the Lady Eagles, 6-5.
Indians still up one, fighting every point again.
Yes. It all starts with good passing.
Absolutely.
So far, our passing has been really good.
Yep.
Short serve. Page. Nice pass by Paige to Emma.
Back set
to Grace. And Grace
she just slices it.
Nice.
That's my girl right there.
Grace.
That's my girl.
Love the aggression.
You can tell
see
they work
excited
on that.
She
oh,
got.
My gosh. You
I
can
love
tell
it.
They work on that hit in practice.
Yep.
If you're going to do it, you're going to slice it.
Paige pulled all the blockers over on her side,
yep.
And Grace went on the slide and took her down.
Wide open.
Nice serve by Paige. Eagles are struggling with it.
Yep, that's a double.
That's
and he
yeah.
missed it. Yes.
Missed it.
But that's what we like to see
point
right
from
there.
The Indians. Miss hit into the net, but it, there was a double on there. They missed as well, but that's okay. We'll take the point. 8-5.
I think we're even now with the calls.
Paige back to serve for the Indians. Indians up 8-5 in the second set. Took the first set, 25-17.
Nice serve, Paige.
Eagles struggling with it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hit it out of bounds.
Into the antenna.
Yeah.
You keep
hitting
it there. Oh, yeah.
They're struggling with serve receive, and they need to take a timeout. Indians up 9-5. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We are back. Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Liberty Benton was forced to take the first timeout of the second set. Indians up 9-5. I'd have to say the positives for the Indians today is aggressive serving. They're struggling with our serves.
Yeah.
And we are having some great passes and good serve receive, digging the ball up where it needs to be. And,
yep.
And sharing the ball around. And
for sure.
Whitley's having a great game. She's got, I believe, 9 kills already.
Mm-hmm.
6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. Paige has 4. Marissa with 2. And Grace with a kill. So,
and our defense has been outstanding.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Paige Forkamp back to serve for the Indians. Another good serve. Oh, aggressive serve.
Aggressive.
Oh, they're struggling with it again. They do get it over and out of bounds.
Peyton calls it in. I think it hit the line.
That was close. Yep, close.
Darn it. And, that was one I probably would have let go to. It looked like it was sailing out.
Yep,
but those top spin hitters, though, you really got to watch them.
It was a good hit on Rangers. Good serve by the Eagles. Indians struggling with a little bit. Have to free ball the ball over. Eagles set the middle. Nope, outside.
And she just pounds it.
She pounds it right over our block.
Yeah.
We just don't have anybody to get a hand on that outside.
Nope. Yep.
9-7. Lady Eagles back.
No more free balls. Can't give them any more
free balls. That's right.
And, if there's a lineup that's out.
We'll take that. Another serve out of bounds for the Eagles.
That brings Whitley in and Aubrey back to serve. Kiki's going to take a seat and get a little water, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. She's
working
hard.
Pushy off, isn't she?
That she is. So we'll see if Aubrey can get us some points. Aubrey came out and had a great... you can't miss serves. Can't not at this stage of the game. You can't miss serves. So
kind of a mojo killer.
Yep. Mojo killer. But aggressive. I mean, she's trying to be aggressive. I get it.
10-8 Indians up. Back to serve for the Lady Eagles is Sydney Elsesser. Serve receive is Kiki Page and Marissa. Good serve.
Easy
Page
serve.
With a pass up to Emma. Out. Emma
set
got a double.
Set your feet, Emma. That's what I want to tell her.
Double
I wonder
on
if
Emma.
She can hear me.
She's pedaling backwards on that.
Yeah.
It's
yep.
Hard to set when you're pedaling backwards.
Yep.
But Indians now.
And, she's just got to stay at the net and wait. And I think she's just not disciplined enough to stay there. If we can just tie her down, that would be ideal. Just tie her down.
Oh, good pass by Marissa. Slide to Whitley.
And
it's out of bounds.
Yep.
Hitting error for Whitley.
Yep.
Need to settle down a little bit. Need to side out here. 10 all. That was a tough serve, but Marissa did get that ball up nice for that serve.
Yep.
Elsesser continuing to serve for the Eagles. Marissa with a pass. Emma.
Nice push
by Marissa.
Back
Eagles.
Set.
Oh, we'll take it.
I don't know where she was going with
that. I'm not sure. So the Eagles with the hitting error, she was trying to tip it over, but she tipped it about 2 feet short of the net.
Yeah. So it looked like she thought she was at the net, but she was 6 feet back from the net.
And she rolled shot at it to her kneecap.
Yeah. Hope back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Like
back serve.
Yep. Overpass. Come on, Marissa.
Marissa,
Marissa tried to put it down, and the Eagles recovered.
Just off a
Hit on the outside. Yep. Whitley had a piece of it, but just fell down.
Yep. 11-11.
Granger back to serve for the Lady Eagles. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Hope out to Whitley. And she makes it eat it. Yep. Gets kill off the block.
Yep.
It's nice.
Nice strong hit. That's
strong
what you
hit.
Want.
Yep. Just fell on the Eagles' side. They had the blockers there, but she hit it off their hands. So Marissa back to serve for the Indians, 12-11.
Can't miss, girls.
Serve it
cannot
long.
Miss when not with when we have Whitley and Paige both in the front row.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a time to keep the ball on the floor, this is the
this
time.
This is it. 12-all.
I don't know. We need to reiterate that maybe a little bit.
Hannah Bodie, the libero, back to serve.
And that goes out. We play it. Kiki, we decide we wanted it.
Back sets a wit.
Yep,
she gets a kill. Off the block.
If they're sitting so far back that when that ball is tipped to the center of the court, it's like they look like they're stuck in mud. I'm talking about Liberty Benton. They're just like, oh, crap, I got to move forward.
Kiki back to serve for the Indians. Good
nice serve.
Serve. Eagles set the back row with Granger. A little roll shot in the middle.
Nice,
oh, nice
Marissa.
Dig by Marissa.
Out to Paige. Nice dig.
Good dig by Grace. Didn't get over the net.
I don't know if I would have called that.
Sure, but.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
Yep.
So Indians fighting battle to bat, point to point, 13-13. Grace Guggenbiller back in the lineup.
Short serve in the middle to Marissa, out to Paige. Hope had a low set, but boy, Paige just punched that one over.
You know, I think they planned that. I think that they have a signal.
I don't know, it worked. So kill for Paige.
I think Paige said, hey, they're tall, just shoot it out here.
She just kind of punched it
Doesn't
over.
Doesn't have to be pretty,
right
just shoot it out here.
Yeah, I'll do something with it.
Yep.
And my colleague back to serve for the Indians.
Nice.
Good serve.
Nice serve,
The Eagles
Emma.
Are struggling with it. They have to free ball it over.
Yep.
So set it up, girls, here.
Oh,
a free ball pass.
Can't
Marissa
do that.
And Key kind of ran into each other, and we...
You know, that's one of those things. If it's a free ball, it goes to your passer, and our passer's Key. So they just need to talk to each other.
Yep, need to talk. 14-all.
Yep.
Willow back to serve for the Eagles. Good serve. Right in the middle. Marissa, Emma, and she back sets Grace on a slide.
Nice.
They're going to
have to
free
ball
it over. All right, we're going to use it.
Let's go. Let's use it.
Kiki to Emma. Out to Paige.
Nice.
What a nice. Boy, the Eagles.
Go. Get it out there. Yep.
Yes.
Indians. Yes. Grace Guggenbiller, I'm telling you what, she's been my superstar the last two games.
Yeah, backslide for Grace, and she pounded that ball right off.
She has absolutely been outstanding. Outstanding. Love it.
All started, they set Paige on the outside. She went to look like she was going to slam it and just tipped it over, and they barely got it, and they had to free ball it over, and then Grace was pretty open on the other side. It was a nice hit by Grace.
Yep.
Good serve by Paige Forkamp. Ace serve by Forkamp.
That's what we like.
That's right. 16-14, is that right?
16-14, Indians up. I think. I know sometimes they delay the points.
Yeah, I wasn't watching close enough.
Yeah.
So.
Paige back to serve again.
Short.
Just over the net.
Liberty Benton with a big girl in the back row and off of Emma's hands.
Yep.
So point and kill for Willow.
So Emma was there.
Yep.
She just got to get her body down a little bit.
Yeah.
And get the ball between her shoulder blades. So
16-15 Indians up.
Short
good serve by the Eagles.
Emma out to Marissa.
Marissa with a roll shot.
Oh,
they blocked it. Good club cover by.
Nice job, Marissa Garkey.
Nice job,
girls. Holy.
Kiki being where she needs to be.
Yep.
Nice hustle by Marissa.
Yep. And the heads up, I mean, she was at the net pulling the ball from out underneath the net.
She did
it
great.
Keep it in play.
Great awareness, too.
Yes.
Aubrey or Madeline back to serve. I don't know which one it was, and she served it in net. So service error for the Indians again. 17-16, we're up. Kiki comes back in, and Grace comes out. So our front line is Lily, Marissa, and Whitley.
Yep.
Serve receive is Kiki, Paige, and Marissa. Good serve by the Eagles. Paige with a nice pass up to Emma on a slide to Whitley. And
she just dumps it.
Yeah,
it didn't get quite wide enough.
And a block by the girls, but it went out of bounds. Yep. So point for the Eagles.
Whitley and Lindley there just went out of bounds.
Not sure if the timing was off with Whitley there on that one.
It's just short. I mean, you're setting a 7 when you should be setting a 9. I mean, that's just
17 all
difference in the offense.
Good serve by the Eagles. Marissa passes it up to Emma, sets it out to Marissa, but gets a double on that. She's leaning.
Yep.
Leaning on that set, not getting her feet set. 18-17, Indians are falling behind. I believe maybe it was 1-0 at the beginning of the game, so it's been close this whole game.
Point by point.
Yep. Paige with a serve receive up to Emma, to Whitley, and gets a kill.
I think it might have scared the libero. Yeah, she punched it at her face.
Yeah. But it was almost off the top of her fingers.
Yeah. It was a middle finger hit. That's what we call those.
We'll take it.
You're reaching in, and that tells me Emma is getting the ball high enough for Whitley, and that's huge.
18-all. Hope back to surf, Nene. It's good
serve.
That's
what we like to see.
Yeah.
That's what we like to see.
They set up Granger on the right side.
Marissa
had it, but they just had it blocked. They just couldn't get the ball back up.
Yep.
So
just off their hands.
Is it 19-18 now? Or is it 18-all?
I think it's 18-all now.
Okay.
Yep.
Granger back to serve for the Eagles. Nope, 19-18.
Okay. We missed.
It's out.
It died.
That serve was...
It died.
Going out, and it just died.
It died.
Travis took credit for that one because he was telling them out.
It looked like it was sailing.
Looked like it was going out. Yep. So 20-18. Indians are down behind this game. Granger with another good serve to Kiki. Hope sets Whitley on the outside, and she pounds it down.
Yep.
Off the block. Another kill for Whitley.
What we like right there.
Yeah. Marissa back to serve for the Indians. Indians are down by 1. 20-19. This is set number 2.
Yep. See if Marissa can get us some.
Good serve by Marissa.
Nice.
Eagles set up the outside, the big girl. And right off of Hope. Protect her face. That's all she can do.
Yeah, we need a blocker out there. We got to get
any
hands
on that.
Mm-hmm. You can't have 5'4" across from 6'3". Poor Hope.
Good serve by the Eagles. Kiki with a nice pass up to Hope. And Whitley just pounds it down.
Bam.
Nice back set from Hope to Whitley.
I think the middle blocker was sleeping.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't think she even saw that.
It was quick. It was quick. Hope
it
put it out
quick.
To her real quick. I like that nice, fast offense and keeps them guessing. So Kiki back to serve. We're down by 1, 21-20 in the set number 2.
Good serve
by Kiki. Set in the middle. Got a hand on it.
Hope was there, too.
Got a hand on the block, and Hope had it punched it up, and Emma just couldn't get to it.
Travis wants a timeout.
Yeah, timeout in the Indians. Indians down 22-20 in the second set. We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We're back. Forside Field House here on Saturday. Can't even talk. Get so excited here. Indians are in the second set against Liberty Bet, and they took the first set 25-17. Indians are coming out of a timeout. We are down 22-20 in the second set. Eagles are back to serve. We need to pick it up here a little bit and get a good set, good
hit
for us here.
This is one of these games where you just almost have to be flawless. So we'll see if the Indians can be flawless.
Eagles with a good serve. Marissa passes it up to Hope, out to Paige.
Bam.
They eat it.
Bam.
Nice.
Eat it, honey.
Nice. That all starts with that good pass. Marissa had a great pass to Hope, and Hope had a tremendous set out to Paige.
Amen to that.
And she hit it right at the top of the block, and they ate it.
Yep. And libero got a hand on it and dove, but, I mean, you hit the ball
no
like
chance.
That, and there's just no chance. Absolutely
Emma back to
no
serve
chance.
For the Indians. Indians down by 1, 22-21.
Nice serve
good
by
serve.
Emma.
Eagle,
right side
Eagle
hit.
Set right side to the 6'4", 3-inch hitter, and she pounds it down right in the
Marissa
back
and Emma.
Corner.
Yep, and that's between them, and they both turned like there's somebody behind him. I want to say, just go!
Get
your hands on it. Slap it.
Yep.
23-21.
Indians
down.
Willow back to serve for the Eagles. out.
Yes.
Serve is way out.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Thanks, Willow.
23-22.
Is that her last name or first name?
Her last name is Willow.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's a pretty, that would be a pretty first name. Too.
Randy Johnson, you know.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson from the Mariners. His daughter's name is Willow Johnson. She played for Oregon for years and she was a lefty.
Okay.
6'3", phenomenal player.
Uh-huh.
Paige Forkamp with a great serve. Overpass by the Eagles.
Nice.
Kiki sets up Emma. Out to Marissa. Come on, Marissa. Blocked. No.
Didn't
go over the, didn't go over the net.
Timeout. Travis wants timeout. 24-22. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoat from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
So, Susan, we got about 30 seconds. Can you tell me about that JV game?
How'd they do? JV girls.
I heard on the way in they played phenomenal. That's exactly
Liberty,
what I heard.
Liberty Benton's tough. They were big. They were strong. I can't say anything bad about the Indians in that JV game. They held it together. They were enthusiastic. Passed the ball well. Covered. They hustled. They dove. They served well. Served really well.
Excellent.
And
Excellent.
Serve receipt was good. It just all the way around. The setting was good. Everything was good in the JV game.
Yeah,
so
excellent.
Proud of those girls coming back from a loss against Salina last Tuesday. But Eagles with a good serve.
Ooh.
Paige with a pass. Set to Marissa. Marissa gets blocked, but back over to the Indians. And Granger gets a kill.
Yeah.
Put it away. Set number two goes to the Lady Eagles, 22-25. We'll be back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Limited with heated and cooled seats, sunroof, remote start, 37,000 miles for just $26,925. Also available, a 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with heated seats, remote start, and Bluetooth, 34,000 miles for just $17,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back. We're ready to start set number three here at Portside Fear the House. Liberty Benton evened up the sets 1-1, taking the Indians down 22-25 that last set. The stats we have for that last set, kills. Whitley led us in eight kills in that set, 4 for Paige and 2 for Grace. So Whitley has been unstoppable today, so hopefully we keep getting her in the ball.
Yep.
Hope back to serve the Indians, good serve. Eagles set the slide, and she tries to just tip it over, and she tips it into net. We'll take it.
She rolled it to her kneecap again.
That's the second time we've seen that. I'm kind of surprised.
I think it's the same girl.
Yeah, it's Granger.
I'm
surprised.
Keep letting her do that.
1-0, Indians take lead here in this third set.
Let's keep pushing.
Yep. Hope with another good serve. Almost an overpass, but tip, and Whitley hits it back over. Hope. Over to Kiki, out to Marissa.
Nice.
And Marissa, pound that ball. Oh. Well,
they're going to keep it
in play.
They're
going to
keep
it in play. Keep playing it. Nice pass to Hope. Out the slide to Whitney.
Bam.
She pounds that ball
Bam.
Down. That a girl.
Okay, I see the frustration in Granger. Like, what the heck do you want me to do with this girl?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
So that's what we like to see.
Yeah.
Pound it to them. Make them play defense.
Yep.
Keep them on their heels.
Hope back to serve. Another good serve.
Hope.
Libero up to the setter. Set Granger out of the middle. And
she roll shots it. I don't even know how she got
it there. A goofy roll shot. Rolled off the top of the net and fell on our side.
You know what happened? It was the same as her last two, but this time she was closer to the net.
Yeah.
So she
it
was
rolled
able
on
to
the
get
top
it over.
Of the net and just rolled across halfway across the net and fell on our side.
Not much you can do about those.
2-1. Elsasser back to serve for the Eagles. Marissa with serve receive. Hope out to Whitley.
And she
gets another kill.
Facial.
Yeah, facial on that one.
Facial. That girl's lips got to be bleeding.
Yeah.
Does she have braces? Nope. Okay, she's not
bleeding. Thank
God. Oh, yeah, thank God.
Oh, she's licking her lips, though.
She is. She's like, ooh. That was a great bomb.
Great bomb.
Great
one.
Set. Pass. That's where it all starts.
Marissa back to serve. Another good serve.
Marissa. Good. Granger can't handle it too well.
Out to the outside.
Oh,
blocked by the Indians.
Oh, Whitley puts it down.
Another kill for Whitley.
That's an assist by Emma. Did you see that?
So Emma and Whitley go up to block it. They get hands on it. Falls down. Emma kind of throws it up to Whit, and Whit just pounds it in down on the floor again.
Emma
4-1.
Getting her hand on the ball. That's what you got to see. I wonder if Travis said, get your hand on the ball.
Marissa back to serve. Another good serve for the Indians. And
they got to free ball it.
Free ball it over. Marissa to Hope. Out the
edge. No ball.
Oh,
she did have a blocker.
Got off the block.
Yep.
And
a
lift.
That's what we like to see.
Is that a kill or not? No.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a kill. Definitely.
That's a kill. Okay.
Definitely a kill. And she's arguing, and I don't blame her. And I don't blame her because it's a dig. Anything goes on a dig.
Yep.
Yep, and she should get a replay, and we'll see what he decides. And maybe she held it too long. That might be his argument, she held it too long.
Yep.
She can't argue, so don't let her argue, official.
Yep. She's a very vocal coach.
They
were very vocal in the JV game as well, and their fans were very vocal.
Yeah, she just held it too long. I think that's what it was. That was a good, so I'll give that to him. That was a good call.
Indians up 5-1. Marissa back to serve. Ooh,
nice
good
serve, Marissa.
Wow.
Right side to Granger.
Granger,
dig by Kiki.
Come on, girls, play it.
Good.
Paige plays it. Whitley has free ball over. All right, girls, line up the defense.
See if we can get some offense.
The outside.
And Whitley
Blocked
says,
by
nope.
Whitley.
Nope. So we're going to backside.
Backset it to the back row.
Boom. Nice
dig by Hope.
Dig.
What a dig.
Emma going to get it. Hope says, I'm just going to.
Oh, and the kill ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Indians put it inbounds. Hope Wendell gets the kill.
Wow.
You know, you caught the whole team in the front row, and she just puts
goodness.
It on that back line.
Was that Hope's dig?
That was Hope's dig.
Emma went and chased it down. And
Marissa.
Service error for Marissa.
We cannot miss serves.
No, not when we're on a roll like that, especially.
Not when you've got that momentum.
Yeah.
Not when you've got that momentum.
Go back to that last play. Hope had a tremendous dig on a hit by Willow out of the back row.
Yep.
Emma chased it down, and Hope made a kill out of the back row. So Whitley got blocked out to Paige. They get some hands on it.
Oh, yes.
Another kill.
I don't know if Willow was stuck trying to get back to hit.
Yeah, they
she
don't
totally
do good block
that.
Coverage there, do they?
No, not good block coverage at all. And that's
Paige
what we
slammed that ball off their hands and fell to the floor.
Yep,
so.
Gets the kill. And it was it was open for anybody to dig. So
good serve by Kiki.
Out
Eagles
to Willow.
Out to the big girl.
Ugh. Oh, Marissa.
Marissa with the
Marissa
dig.
Marissa Gerke.
Over the net.
Double.
Yeah.
And he doesn't call it.
That was a double.
How do you not call that?
Yeah, they tipped it over.
How do you not call that?
Fell.
I have to have the conversation with him later.
Yeah.
I know him.
That was a double.
That was a bad
Missed
double.
Missed that one. And I would say that's a makeup call.
Definitely. And I think we stopped play.
Yep. 7-3. Eagles back to serve. Paige with a serve receive. Backslide it. Grace.
Grace. That.
Tipped it right into
Not with
them.
That giant.
Not with that big girl.
You can't do that.
Travis the seller, you got to hit it.
Yeah, it's got to be the angle because that big giant is not going to let you slide. Not going to let you hit the line.
No. No, she's got to hit that ball.
Yeah, for sure.
7-4.
Indians up. Paige.
Paige with the serve receive.
Hope out to Paige again. And
she
just
smoked
mashes it.
Oh, are they playing
into
it?
Into the rafters, out to Willow. Willow finishes
it. Yeah, no block over there. Ugh.
We need a blocker out there, Travis.
Blocker.
Do you think he can hear me? Like mental telepathy blocker.
Yeah. We need
Emma,
a bigger girl out there.
Emma's not even in the ballpark, so... We'll see if we can change that.
7-5, Indian Steelhead. Good serve by the Eagles. Yes. Marissa struggles with it. Paige takes it and Hope pushes it over.
Pushes it way back. That's where we
Eagles
like it.
Eagles set up the middle.
Grace
got a hand on it, but Kiki couldn't reach it. So kill for the Eagles, 7-6.
Dang, bring we're letting back them back into this game.
Yep.
And you know, it. Yeah.
Hannah Bodies continues to serve for the Lady Eagles. Indians up by one. Good serve. Kiki.
Ooh.
To Hope.
And he's not going to call that. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Paige with a roll shot right in the middle.
How did they let those drop? Okay, so how many balls have dropped
campfire.
In campfire? I think we need campfire to be utilized.
Yeah. Can we scream campfire?
I think we can. I think during timeout, I'm just going to cover my... I might cover my mic now and say, campfire's open, me loves.
Emma with a good serve. Eagles set it up the middle for the girl.
Oh, Marissa.
Got a hand on it.
Marissa gets a great hand on it.
Yeah,
oh, man. Man, oh, man. That was beautiful. But can't quite put it in play. But she got it up. And enough time for somebody to get to it, but it was just too far away. So
8-7.
Nice play. We need to rotate real bad here.
Conkright back to serve for the Eagles. Paige with a pass to Emma. Out to Paige.
Bam.
And she smoked it through. Yeah, through the block.
Here's what, and what's beautiful about that is anytime you can get Paige for camp with one blocker, you are going to win because Grace pulled her middle blocker and kudos. I cannot kudo Grace Guggenbiller enough on that play right there and for Paige to finish it and see her one blocker.
Oh, Paige serves it out of bounds.
Shoot, she almost touched it too.
Yeah, it's close.
Yep.
9-8, Indians up yet. Eagles bring in, that's a new one, Olivia Barbara back to serve.
Oh.
Oh, it took the big girl out.
Yeah, we'll see what we can
do.
She's
hit the wall several times.
Well, that's what we want. We want her to hit the wall.
Kiki with a nice pass up to Emma.
Lily!
With Lily, and she hits it out of bounds.
Just out of bounds.
She got some heat on that.
Yeah, she did. Well, she just, you know, like Lily, she jumps out of the gym.
Yeah. Get that ball down.
And, you know, all she has to do is hit that back corner. Doesn't that be hard? Doesn't that be pretty?
Yep. Good serve by the Eagles. Kiki with a nice
pass. Oh, Emma tight.
Set.
Yeah.
Setting error for the Indians. Puts us behind by one. 10-9. Good serve by the Eagles. Kiki with a nice pass up to Emma. Outside to Marissa.
Nice. Strong hit by Marissa.
Yep. Oh, and
she tries
to tip it over and tips it into the net again.
There she goes again.
Oh, and then she just got trouble for slamming the ball down.
You cannot slam the ball down.
I understand her frustration. That's her third
roll shot to the
roll
kneecap.
Shot. Yeah, that she's missed.
Okay. Madeline.
This is Madeline.
Madeline, goodness sake. I looked right at her face and I couldn't figure out. Madeline, and to serve.
Serve for the Indians. Whitley back in the front row.
Nice serve.
Good serve. Eagles set the middle with the tip. Nobody there to cover. It's a good tip. She disguised that well.
Yeah. But that, you know, we got to be at base too.
Yep.
So
11-10. Eagles up. Kiki back in the back row. Good serve by the Eagles.
Paige
with a nice pass up to Emma. Slide with Whitley.
Boom.
And she slams it down.
Slams it.
Nice. Boy, they cannot stop her on that slide.
Nope.
It's beautiful.
She's got Granger so frustrated.
Yes. And
Granger's just frustrated.
She is frustrated.
She can't roll it past her knees.
Yeah.
So.
She's frustrated.
Yep.
Hope back to serve for the Indians. Good serve.
We need to score now.
Pass it up to the middle of Granger.
Oh, Granger.
Whitley got a hand on it.
Yeah, so now they're even, I guess. Yeah. Granger gets a kill off Whitley's hand. So.
Got a hand on it.
Yeah. Whitley's like, okay, I'm not going to let that happen again. We'll see if she
12-11. The Eagles take the lead back. Back to service to Neil Susser. Good serve. Marissa up to Hope. Out to Whitley.
She's seen it. Chicken winged it. That's what I call that. Chicken winged it.
Trying to sharp hit that one and
just hit the top of the net.
Yep.
But she sees it.
Yep.
Indians down 11-13.
Eagles keep serving. Another good serve. Marissa, missed hit by Marissa, but a good job by Hope.
Emma.
All over Emma.
Hitting it out of bounds. That left hand, she couldn't get turned fast enough. 14-11, Indians down.
Yep. Gotta stop it right here. It's enough. Go, girls. Good passes here. El Susser back to serve again for the Eagles. Good serve. Kiki up to Hope. to Whitley.
Boom.
Oh, she touched it. Yep.
And the libero looked right at her and said, yep, I did.
Yeah.
Touch went off by my
touched
hand.
Touched by the Eagles. So another kill for Whitley. Back to serve for the Indians is Marissa, down by 2, 14-12. Yep. Now they're complaining again.
No, the libero said she touched it.
Yeah.
So
they're smiling.
Libero owned it.
Yep.
She said it went off of her hand and she knows it.
Now she's saying, no, I didn't. And then she's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
So she touched it.
Yeah. So you know she touched it. Yep.
Marissa back to serve. Good serve.
Serve
Rissy. Out to the outside. Tiki with a nice dig.
Nice.
Hope sets out to Paige.
Oh.
She got blocked.
Dang it.
Right into the black pants. That was
dang
a little too
it.
Far
yeah,
off the net.
It was a little bit.
A little far off the net.
And it was too far in. It had to be a little wider. And I get that Hope was on the whole wrong side of the court.
Yep.
So now we just got to see the blocker. So,
15-12. Eagles up. Good serve by the Eagles. Tiki with a pass.
To Hope. Back set to Whitley. And she gets a bomb.
They got a free ball.
And they can't free ball it.
All right,
that's
we'll take
a kill
that.
You like to see right there.
They got their hands underneath it and they put it up in the rafters, so they struggled a little bit on that.
Yep. Anytime you're putting the ball up in the rafters, you it's a good day. It's a good day.
Yep.
Okay, so now they're going to put Whitley to work and make her clean up the sweat. So
she looks like a good sweat cleaner.
Yeah, she is.
That's because she has size 15 shoes.
Right, so. That helps. All they got to do is put some towels under those shoes and
those skis. Tiki back serve for the Indians. Good serve.
Oh yeah,
struggling with it.
Oh man, I thought that was going out of bounds.
Hit it up, Willow with a nice hit. Tiki with a nice pass.
Get it. Slice it. Oh, I don't know what happened.
A little hard.
Yeah.
A little far.
I wasn't watching the hitter, so I didn't see if it got too wide or what.
A little wide, and she's trying to sharp it.
Yeah.
Just didn't quite get a hold of it. Yeah.
It's all right. Indians down 13-16. Still playing really well. And serving pat. Everything they're doing is what you want. Good. Key helps out. And
Paige has to punch it over.
Yep, and
pass
she gets
a little
it.
Bit too far on the outside.
Oh.
Oh, a throw.
Yep, that was nice.
Eagles had a throw down.
Yep. Timeout.
We were set up for a block. So 17-13, Indians are down. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be right back.
Comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians had to take a timeout. Kind of lost a few points here. We're down 17-13 in this third set. Sets tied 1-1. Indians have been playing really well.
Yeah, very, very good. Against a tremendous Liberty Benton team. I mean, I don't see a girl over there that's not 6 foot tall.
And you don't normally see six-footers playing all the ways around.
Yes.
Every one of their six-footers plays all the ways around. So they have attacks all over the place.
Yes, they're everywhere.
Front row, back row, they're everywhere. Yeah, so tough team.
Yep, tough team.
But
Indians are holding.
Hanging in there. 17-13, we're down. Hannah Bodie back to serve for the Eagles. Good serve. Paige's nice pass up to Hope. Ooh, sits tight to the net.
Yep.
tight to the net, and Paige just...
I'm telling you, that is the hole.
Well, shot
campfire
at it. Campfire
is wide open.
That's about all she could do with that.
Yep.
Campfire!
Could you hear me?
I heard you.
Okay.
Yeah. Emma back to serve for the Indians. Down 17-14.
Nice
good serve.
Get
Eagles
it out. Get
set
it
up
out.
The big girl in the middle. Blocked by the girls.
Today.
Grace, Paige, Lily up there too. Oh, another hit. Good.
Marissa.
Dig by Marissa. Out to Paige. Another roll shot in the middle.
Oh, not today. That roll shot. Yep. Not that one.
Nice
go, Marissa,
dig by Marissa.
Nice dig, Rissy. Boom.
Oh,
yes. Paige finishes it.
With the kill. Great dig by Marissa.
Great dig.
Absolutely.
Holy
great
cow.
Pass by Kiki. Back row.
Getting
it up to Paige.
I think Emma's hands were up getting ready to set it, and she was backpedaling, and Key said, no, I got
took it. Took
it.
Yeah, nice dig by Marissa
today.
To start that off. Emma with a nice
serve.
Set up the big girl in the middle, she tips it over, and she carried it.
Yep, definitely held that too long.
Yep.
Nice.
Hitting air for the
Indians
Eagles,
get two more
17-16.
Points.
That's what
we
down
want.
By one. Yep. Emma keeps serving for the Indians here.
Go,
I think
Indians.
Our aggressive serving has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that, and then she serves it
to the 10-foot line.
Yes.
Darn it, I wouldn't. I get it, I wouldn't want to be out there, but dang it.
Dang it.
That's like the air ball you shoot.
Yeah, it was an air ball.
All this
big
momentum
air ball.
And
yeah. Yeah. Good serve by the eagle.
Ah, gonna eat that.
And,
yep. Can overpass, not on this team. You will eat it.
Too many six-footers up there.
Yep, you will eat it.
The 19-16, Indians have to come back here. Good pass off the serve. Good serve by the Eagles. Back to Marissa. Good pass to Emma. Out to Paige.
Oh, bam.
And a kill.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam.
Big hole in the back. She found it.
Yep, she did.
It's nice. Got big blockers in front of her, too. So, yeah.
Let's see what they can do.
Paige back to serve. The Indians down by two. Mm-hmm. Paige back to serve.
Indians down 17-19.
Good
nice serve.
Serve. Eagles set up the outside, the big girl. Oh,
nope.
Block. Oh, Lillian Grace got it, but they blocked it out of bounds.
Just barely out of bounds.
Yep.
Darn it.
2017.
Willow goes back to serve, but
big
they're
going
to.
Goes back to serve and take her out, and they put in number 15, Olivia Barber, to serve for her.
Indians down 17-20. We need to.
If we can get her to have a service
out.
Safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Our service error.
I knew what you meant. Yeah. I was reading mine.
Eagles back to serve. Oh, just over the net. Short serve.
I think she mishit that.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Tiki just couldn't quite get to it. 21-17. Something we can't let go. Another good serve. Kiki to Emma. Out to Marissa.
Boom. Get
yes,
it. Yep,
off the
yep.
block.
Oh,
they covered.
They,
threw it over.
Page.
Nice dig by Paige. Oh,
oh,
Emma. Get to it. Oh.
Get it.
Emma couldn't get to it. So another timeout by the Indians. 22-17.
Yep.
We're down. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If left untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back. Indians down 17-22 in set three, but playing pretty
tough.
Much tough, lights out. They're playing
yep.
really, really, really well. So kudos to the defense. Kudos to the serve receive. Man, they are just killing it for us. Just absolutely tremendous. Setters aren't having to work too hard. That's what you like to see. I think at this point, what's killing us is the outside, just our outside
missing
block.
Our block yeah.
We're just missing blocks.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Just
you're,
so
you're,
big.
You're blocking girls that are ginormous.
So big.
Yeah.
Eagles back to serve. No, good serve. Marissa with a pass. Overpass. Oh, good job by Emma to get that ball in.
And
Lily with a kill.
Lily says,
that a girl.
You know, and somebody like Lily, that's all you got to do. You just got to put it back in a corner. Because
she found the corner.
They're not going to know what to do with that.
I do believe if Lily would have, she jumped so high, she could have hurdled the net.
She could have hurdled the net. I'm with you. That girl has got springs like you wouldn't believe.
She does.
Yep. All right, let's see. We got Whitley back in, and
Madeline
back to serve.
Good serve.
Yep, for sure.
Passes it up to the middle. Mm. Blocked by Whitley. Oh!
And
Whitley blocked
and slammed.
And slammed
block
it down.
And slam.
Another kill for
what
Whitley.
We like.
Yes. Brings
what
Indians
like.
Back
and,
within
you know,
three.
She gets an assist to herself for that.
Yeah. Can't beat that. That's
that
good stat, Patty.
Can't beat that. Oh.
Good serve by the Indians.
Get out. Get
set
out.
Set to the outside to Granger.
Oh.
Oh. Paige got to it. She read it.
Yep, she did.
Just couldn't got her hands on it.
Yep. So Grace Guggenbill, or I guess Kiki, goes back in to serve receive for us. The Indians down 23-19.
Yep.
We'll see what we can do here.
Avery Zerker back to serve for the Eagles. Good serve.
Paige
with a pass up to Emma.
Oh boy.
Passes
oh boy.
It to nobody.
I don't know
oh,
where
good
Emma's
punch
going
by Marissa.
Whew,
Kiki
got lucky.
To Emma. Oh, Whitley. Oh, yes.
Gets a kill.
Another kill.
I don't know how
Whitley.
She did it, but
yeah.
she gets it.
You have
it's
to give
her.
Kudos to Marissa for getting that ball
yes.
over and that very
Absolutely.
Tight set to no man's land.
Absolutely.
That
was beautiful.
Great job by Marissa to stay
yeah.
with it. And then Indians getting back in position on defense.
Yep.
It's good hustle. Hope
and,
back to
and
serve.
Whitley's arm span, I think, helped that
yep.
a lot because that wasn't.
Back to the middle with Granger.
Oh, nice dig.
Nice dig by Paige. Just
dang
out of bounds.
It. She had it.
Yep.
She had a great dig and just couldn't keep it in play. So
24-20 set point for the Eagles.
24. Yeah, you just said that. 24-20. Sorry, I was in La La Land for a minute there.
Elsesser back to serve. Good serve. Marissa with a pass up to Hope. Out to Whitley. blocked by the Eagles.
Oh my goodness.
Nobody there. Hope back sets it, but nobody there. So Indians lose that set 20-25. Overall playing well, playing tough. Just a few mistakes here and there. We'll get back in this game. We'll be right back.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
We're back. Indians lose that one. What was it, 20-25. So it is hard-fought battle. I'll tell you what, we are, I mean, you've got kids out there just putting every ounce of their body to this game, and they are playing fantastic. And they are playing a state champion from last year, I believe. And I think even their libero is 5'10", and she is the shortest. So definitely the Indians are holding their own. They're playing strong. And I can't say enough good about their serve receive and their defense. Yep. So.
And the serving has been good. We've had some aggressive serving. We've got a few service errors here and there. Not as bad as it was the other night, but we have to continue that. We can't let up on the high risk, high reward type serving that
we've been doing. I agree. I totally agree.
Out on the floor for the Indians, Lily Luthold, Marissa Garkey, Whitley Rammel, Emma Kylig, Paige Fortkamp, and Kiki. So the Eagles will serve first. We need to get out with a good start here and not get behind from the get-go.
For sure.
Good serve by the Eagles. Kiki with a nice pass up to Emma.
Emma with a double. I'm not sure why she...
Marissa had hit it over. Tip. Oh, they just couldn't quite get it.
Just dumps it right in front of Lily and just can't quite play it. So,
yeah.
I mean, she had the hand on it and that girl just played her hands. So.
Yep.
So. See if we can get a good ball up to the setter here. Paige to Emma. Back set to Whitley.
Whitley with a nice slice cross.
Yep. Cross court.
Cross court by Whit. Nice.
Yep. So we like to see right there Hope Wendell back in.
Yes. Hope in to serve for the Indians.
We get excited when Hope goes back to serve. it is one of our... A good rotation for us, and we get some points, and let's see if we can string some together here.
Good serve by Hope.
Serve.
Oh, overpass, and Marissa. Oh,
yeah. Good call.
It's a lift. Yep. Marissa got a hold of that overpass. Would that be
a kill? I think she blocked it. I really do.
Is that block?
Yep, I think she blocked it.
Good play by Marissa. Good net play there. So, point for the Indians.
We got to keep playing. Keep playing.
Yep.
And serve's got to stay in. You know, I hate to even jinx it, but we have got to keep the ball.
Oh,
see, I knew I would.
Yeah.
I knew I would jinx it.
Yeah.
And now's not the time to miss.
I don't think she could hear you.
No, I know, I know. But I always think I'm jinxing when I say stuff like that.
Well, just make Eagles this one work in our favor.
Yep,
then.
That's right. Marissa to Hope. Out to Marissa. Gets a kill out of the middle. That was a great play. The blockers had no clue Marissa Gorky was getting that ball. They all went to Whitley, and they were like, oh, where did this girl come from?
Now, Whitley faked that really well.
She did. They thought Whitley was getting it, and Marissa swung around and hit a two-ball out of the middle.
She had that look in her eyes, and here came somebody else.
Yep, great play. Great play. And they're struggling
with it.
But they'll make a play. Oh, Marissa. Marissa's got to take that ball.
Kiki's gone the wrong way on that one.
Yeah,
so
well, Kiki's, Kiki went middle back to get Marissa's ball, so,
Three all.
I wish I could be like a coach on the bench.
Granger back to serve. Good serve, Granger. Kiki with a great pass up to Hope. Over to Whitley. And she pounds that ball down.
You know, if you had to pick between Whitley and Paige as a blocker, who are you blocking?
Who are you going to get?
Yeah. And I get it. I get their frustration. We need that rotation more. We need to keep that rotation on the floor.
Kiki back to serve. Good serve. Outside hitter.
Well,
long.
Yes.
Hits it long.
Long. That's what we like. Keeping it long.
Yeah. Out of bounds for the Eagles. The Indians take a 5-3 lead. Kiki back continuing to serve. Good
nice.
Serve.
Yes.
Oh, ace serve.
Ace.
In between the seams.
Putting the heat on right there.
Yeah, she had some heat on that serve, and it was right in between the seam.
Yep, right between libero and
Granger,
that one Granger that's frustrated. Yep.
Yeah, she's telling libero how she did it wrong.
Yep, she is.
Kiki,
nice
another good serve.
Granger.
Eagles set up the outside for the big girl. Tips it.
Nice dig
by Paige.
And back,
back to Emma. And block. Hits her right in the block. She didn't have a chance there.
Nope. Well, that's what happens when you're 5-4.
Yeah, she didn't have a chance. Nice dig by Paige. Coming all the ways across the floor to get that tip.
Great dig by Paige Forkamp.
6-4. The Indians are up. Libero back for the Eagles to serve.
Paige.
Good serve. Hope to Paige through the middle.
Nice.
Almost gets a free ball. Oh.
Yep, that was definitely a lift.
Yep, a lift by the Eagles.
Definitely a lift.
Yep, she took it from behind her head to the front. They argue every call.
That was a great call.
My goodness,
that was a great call.
I'm just going to guess that doesn't get called in their league because they're arguing every one of them.
Yeah.
And those are like windmill slams.
Yes, you can't windmill slam.
She carried that one. 7-4 Indians.
Definitely
still serving and serves out of bounds. 7-5. Eagles back to serve. Down by 2.
Sorry, I lost my earphones.
Good serve. Good pass by Paige. Oh, a little overpass.
Yep. Just over.
Yeah.
Over the
overpass.
Net.
Not a good pass.
Nope. You got those every now and then.
7-6.
Indians still up one.
Yep.
Let's see if we can get this ball back here.
Good serve. Back to Paige. Nice pass to Emma. Out to Paige through the middle.
Nice.
She gets a kill.
Nice.
Yes, nice kill.
Beautiful set. Yep. Beautiful hit. Pass. Bam. That's how you do it.
Yep. Was a nice play. They had no idea where that ball was going.
Yep. I didn't know until
I thought it was going to
Grace. I did too.
Yeah.
I really did. Yeah, I really did.
Paige back to serve. Good serve.
And probably
Eagles.
Middle.
Oh,
and get a touch.
Off the
Paige
block. Good touch by Grace.
Emma
is sitting. Ooh, that was not a good set. Too close to the net. And Lily's trying to hit it into 6'3" there. That's a. Lily couldn't hit it right into the block, but it was too close to the net for her to do anything with it.
You know, and when you got somebody 6'4" blocking left side, that's probably going
to
be the last person I set. You know, that's just not a wise decision.
8-7 Indians up. Good serve by the Eagles. Marissa with a pass to Emma, and Marissa throws it to the corner. Nice. That's the only thing she could do.
Marissa,
that
really was the only thing
that was
she could
a smart
do.
Play by Marissa.
She threw it. She saw the line judge and said, "I think I'll just put it there."
Yeah, it's about
and
the only thing she could do with that.
Yep.
If she tried to hit it, she was going to hit it out of bounds.
Yep. Puppy, we got a new player.
Oh, Puppy in to serve. All right, let's go lefty. Another little lefty.
We got us a little lefty back here getting ready to serve.
Let's go, Audra.
I think this might be her first varsity.
Yep.
I don't know.
I haven't seen her serve at all this year.
Yeah.
Good serve.
Oh,
by the lefty.
Yeah. Get it.
Overpass. Yes.
Whitley Rammel just mashes that ball.
Overpass by the Indians on a really tough serve by Audra. And Whitley ate that steak.
Woo.
Spit it out to him.
Atta girl Whitley.
Man,
on her back to serve,
that ball
good
had
serve.
Some heat.
Eating up the big girl.
Yep.
She's outside to Granger.
And Granger
she has to
can't
tip
handle it.
Emma.
To Buppy.
Altarissa.
Oh, she just goes a little bit shorter on the campfire.
Granger with
Emma.
Another tip. Emma.
Whitley
on
bam.
Two.
Yes.
Whitley on
oh,
two. Oh, they
it.
Played it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. With another kill.
Yes.
You know, and she's taking him on the second
yes,
hit.
Yes, she took that one on the second hit.
That's what
hit.
You got to have.
Great. That was a great
that's
play on her.
Have.
Good choice.
Huge play by Whitley.
Nice dig by Buppy,
and,
too.
Yep, and I think Emma had a something.
Emma had a nice dig on that one,
nice
on that
dig.
Tip.
Yep.
Audra.
Yes!
Oh, ace by Audra Bupp!
Audra Bupp.
Wow!
Welcome to the
12-7
varsity, Audra Bupp. And she needs a timeout.
Timeout, Eagles. Yes.
A timeout.
All right, Indians.
Woo!
Way to go, Audra Bupp.
We'll be back.
Wayne Street Market has some great prices for you on items throughout their store through Thursday, September 17th. In their meat department, 73% lean hamburger is just $2.49 a pound, loose or patties, and 80% lean ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound, and Eckridge hot dogs are also on sale, 2 for $3. And if you're looking for steaks, their big steak sale continues another week. Ribeye is just $6.99 a pound, New York strips $6.49 a pound, T-bones only $5.99 a pound. Assorted bone-in pork chops are $2.99 a pound, and chicken halves are $1.99 a pound. And you should try their new cheddar and salami cheese in the deli case. Also, if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, their deli has delicious meal specials every day from open to close. Shop local and save at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Buppy back to serve for the Indians.
Oh,
just
puts
a little bit long.
She got a little excited on that one.
Tanked Indians it. Up 12-8. Good job by Buppy.
She got us about, what,
job.
3 or 4 points? Yep, that's what we're going to have. Yep. In a strong, aggressive serve, but we'll take it.
We'll take it, yep. Kiki back in the lineup for the Indians. Eagles back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Emma.
Emma back to Whitley.
And she
They're sitting so far back, and Campfire is so open.
I can
open
understand
and
why they're sitting back. She hits it so hard.
Yeah, I would, too.
And she just tipped it over the top of the block and got another kill. Whitley is on fire.
Oh, she is absolutely on fire. Absolutely.
Hope back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Tough serve.
Yep.
To get a pass to Granger. She tries to tip
it
again.
Marissa hangs there just long enough.
Over. Libero.
Yes.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
All right. We'll take it. Hitting air on the libero for the Eagles.
Yep.
Puts the Indians back up by 6.
Okay. We got to keep going. Get out there and play, girls. Buckle down. Buckle down. Do not stop playing. Indians up 14-8.
Hope back to serve again.
Yep.
Good
serve.
Tough serve.
Get it.
Eagles
get
at the
block.
Granger with another roll
good.
Shot.
Marissa
with the dig.
To Hope.
Hope to Whitley.
To Whitley.
Block.
Go. It's in. It's in.
Block.
Nope. Nobody's
keep
in the
playing.
Net. Nobody.
Marissa.
They're just playing.
Oh.
Emma.
Oh, Emma
with
a
great
reaction
dig.
There to get that ball over.
Yes.
Out to Granger.
Granger.
Cross-court shot over the top of the net. Just couldn't get to it.
Yeah. It's too late, Travis. He's complaining about a net call, and it's just too late.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody was in net because it was moving like crazy. But.
I think it was Marissa's hand, but
I'm not sure.
Nobody called it, and it's just too late.
Yeah.
Nobody called it. So.
Boy,
the
their
ball,
fans are nasty.
Yeah.
The volleyball actually hit the net a couple of times, which might have been what it was. I never see any of that anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I missed it, too.
I don't really know what it was. But.
So we just need a side out right here, and they're 14-9, yep.
Elsasser back to serve. Good serve. Marissa with a pass up to Hope. Over to Whitley.
Yep.
And she hits it off the block. It's another kill.
Yep. And you know, that's what you do when you square up. Hope
she has a one-on-one
job.
Block.
Yeah,
they're sending
over.
One block on that one, and she just eats them alive.
Yep.
She knows to hit them off their hands and get a point off it.
Yep, absolutely.
Marissa back to serve. Indians up by 6, 15-9. Service there.
Cannot miss serves on these rotations.
15-10. Yes, this is when we have both Witt and Paige in the front row. Granger back to serve for the Eagles. Good serve.
Paige
passes up to Hope.
Hope back.
Not a good set.
Yep. You're going to eat that one.
Yeah,
because,
not a good set there. Willow basically patted that one right down.
Yeah.
So 15-11.
Yeah.
Granger back to serve. Good serve to Kiki. To Hope. Back to Paige.
Paige.
She slams that ball down. What a
Paige
beautiful play.
Camp coming out of the middle right back as clueless.
Hope redeemed herself with that did. Last set.
She did.
Laid a beauty in there for Paige.
Absolutely.
Makes it look easy.
Yep.
Kiki with a great serve.
Nice.
The Eagles set up the double.
And nobody. Grace.
Free ball there for Grace to Hope. Back to Paige.
Paige.
Slams it. They got a hand on it.
Yep, they did.
Eagles back up out to the big girl. A block. Got a hand on it, but blocked it out of bounds.
Yeah. I think he gave that to us. Yeah.
Did he? Oh,
yep, that was ours.
Oh,
I thought
she
it was.
Hit it.
Yeah.
She hit it off the antenna.
She hit it off the antenna.
Great.
Yeah. Kiki I wasn't
back.
Sure either.
Oh, Kiki still in the net. 17-12 Indians. So we got to just buckle down. Relax. Play some ball here, girls.
Wonder if they can hear me bumping on the table.
Good serve by the Eagles.
Paige.
Pass to Paige to Hope. Back to Emma.
If she could just roll that into the
to the big girl.
Campfire.
Yeah, that's...
It has to go into the campfire.
Yeah.
Emma's not going to get you a kill, so just dump it into the campfire. Yeah. Dump it into the campfire. Somebody tell her that. Somebody out there tell her that.
17-13. Indians up by four, yep. Eagles back to serve. Good serve.
Kiki
passes it up to Hope. Sets it back to Paige, and she tips it over.
Good
coverage by the libero. Back to the big girl. She tips it right over top of our block.
We need to rotate.
Yeah.
About two more times.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what he just told. He just told Emma something. I don't know what, but no.
17-14.
Gotta go.
I don't know if you can hear me, but
Indians
I had
up
to...
by three.
Yep.
Libero back to serve for the Eagles. Good serve. Marissa with a pass up to Hope. Paige takes it.
Yep,
and gets a kill.
Gets a kill.
Yes.
Gets a kill.
Gets a kill.
That's what we like.
Yes, we'll take that.
Yep. I think it was set to Emma, but Paige said, nah,
yeah.
I think I want this.
Yeah, I'll take that one. We'll take the point any way we can get it.
Yes, 18-14, Indians up. Emma back to serve.
Back to serve, front row.
And run the offense.
Grace and Paige in the front. Good serve.
Oh, my goodness, that was going out, way out of bounds.
Oh, no block on that side, right at the top of our blockers. So... 18-15.
And Marissa was down the line. I think we switched our line defense.
Okay.
I don't know if I just now saw that, but
there was
a
big hole.
You really just have to read it at this point.
Yep.
Just read the hitter.
These are some good hitters here, so they see their holes. 18-15 Eagles. Good serve.
Paige.
Pass by Paige to Emma. And Paige out of the middle.
Go.
They get it up.
Touch.
And over.
Touch.
Free balled it back over and out to the big girl.
Bam.
Oh,
Marissa.
Nice dig by Marissa.
Out to Paige. She rolls it.
Shots it in the campfire.
Into the campfire.
That is
wide
great
open.
Play. Oh. I tell you what, Marissa had a great dig on that
phenomenal
to keep that play going.
Phenomenal dig.
And Liberty Benton arguing again.
Yeah, I don't know what they
get
saw.
Get them out of sorts.
I'm not sure what they saw.
They're out of sorts. They're arguing
up.
Everything.
I think
on that scrum, they thought somebody had their foot over the line.
I think so. Yep. I don't know. Or something.
Good serve by Paige. They're struggling. They got a three ball it over.
Let's use it.
Paige
use
to
it,
Emma.
It.
To Grace. Oh!
Oh,
she pushes it over, but Eagles defend it.
Oh,
what a block
Marissa
by Grace and Marissa.
Grace.
Oh,
holy cow.
That was a stuff.
You know, I've seen Marissa Garkey excited, but not as excited as she was right
Marissa
there.
Marissa and Grace were super excited. What a great
Eat
block.
It.
They ate that one.
Eat it. 20.
Paige
15.
Back to serve.
Indians up. And
another
nice
good
serve.
Oh, just out of bounds. Dang.
Hey, dang it.
2016.
She got us a couple.
All right,
we'll
Indians.
Take it.
Let's go.
I would like to see this ball go to Grace just because they're not going to be prepared for it.
Yep.
Or, you know, a C pipe out of the middle for Paige wouldn't even be a bad, you know, she's in the back row, but this is our rotation.
They don't have the big girls in the front row.
This is our rotation that we struggle
good
with.
Good serve by the Eagles.
Marissa! Yeah!
The corner! Wow, beautiful
coming
hit
out of the
Marissa.
Middle. Marissa Garkey is
found
my
the corner.
Superstar.
Nice.
Today.
I mean, these girls are playing hard.
They are playing lights out.
21-16.
Buppy coming back in to serve.
Let's go, Buppy.
I know her mom's up there more nervous than she is.
She's sweating like
she
we
is.
Are.
She is. She's sweating.
I don't even know if she can watch.
Let's see if it's 16.
Let's go, Buppy.
Indians up 21-16. We'll see if we can get
Let's
us
go,
a
Buppy.
Few more points here.
Good serve.
Nice serve. And defense.
Setting Granger on the outside. She hits.
Emma was
Emma
there.
Had to cover her face.
I don't know why we're not getting a hand on that.
Yeah,
I know that they're
no
good hitters.
But
Lily jumps out of the gym.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would like to slow that down.
Too far in, maybe?
I don't know.
Not sure.
I'm not sure either, but
anyhow,
I'd like to slow that down and just look at it. Yeah. It was a great hit. Yep. Absolutely a great hit.
Little time out on the floor here. We got some sweat. We're cleaning up again.
But yeah, I would like
I
to
I can imagine why there's
like
sweat
to,
out there.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to slow that down and see what what Lily's...
We've got to get a finger on it at
My
least.
My guess is know? Lily is early because she's just fast at everything
fast,
she does.
Yep. Yeah, we got to get a finger, at least a finger on that
to
slow that
down.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just slow it down.
Emma was there.
Yeah.
She was there.
She was there.
Just was hit too hard. Couldn't do anything with it.
Yep.
21. Eagles back to serve. Indians up by 4. Paige with a pass up to Emma. Off the slide. Oh, through the middle with Marissa. She tips it.
And yes!
Marissa with the tip in the campfire again.
Kill. Again, they went to Whitley.
Yeah, they went to Whitley. Whitley was polling the blockers on the right side with the slide, and Marissa came through the middle and just tipped it right over the top.
Yep.
So.
She saw a hole, and it barely
awareness.
Dropped, but they found it.
Great awareness by Marissa.
22-17.
Back to serve.
Nice
good serve. Eagles set the back row with the big girl. Bow! Oh!
Whitley Ramel. Not today, honey. Not today.
Oh, they set Will on the back row.
Yep.
She smoked one in Whitley.
Yeah.
Walked that straight down.
Liberty Bend wants a timeout.
Timeout. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back at Portside Fieldhouse there on a Saturday afternoon. A big battle between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Liberty Benton Eagles. Eagles are a very tough team, and Indians are playing tough.
Yeah. Lights out. Up 23-17 in the fourth set.
The Eagles are up 2-1. But Indians got to finish this out.
Yes, we need two points
is all we need.
And in the front row, we got Marissa, Whitley, Emma. So
back rows, Hope
Paige, back to
Keith.
Serve.
Hope, good serve by Hope.
Nice.
Oh, an overpass.
Just missed
overpass.
It.
Whitley had it and just couldn't get it.
And
over.
Emma got a hand on it.
Got a hand on it. Yep. Emma got a hand.
She got a hand on it. Just couldn't quite put it in play. It was a
23-18.
Great play by Liberty Benton. So
El Sasser back to serve.
Yep.
Good serve. Kiki. Hope on the slide to Whitley. And they
kill by Whitley Ramel
on that slide. They cannot stop her slide. And we have to give credit to Hope for the beautiful sets, too.
Absolutely.
And the great pass to start that off.
Absolutely.
So our serve receive is on tonight.
And you know, for Whitley to run so many slides, I've never seen so many in one game.
That they can't stop it.
Yeah, for sure.
Back set to Granger.
Yeah!
And Whitley with a block to finish the set off. 25-18. Indians take set 4.
Just came unglued. Great game by the Indians to take it. 25-18. We're going into set 5 here at the Fort Recovery Fieldhouse. We will be back in a minute.
Wow.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Can you ask for the dig?
We're back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. We're heading into set number 5 this morning with Lady Indians taking on Liberty Benton. Set site tied 2-2. This will be the first 5-set match the Indians have played this year. So this set will be to 15, so it's a quick one. Indians have been playing tough. They've been playing tough and scrappy and all over the floor and just playing hard. So the Indians will be serving first. We'll have Hope back to serve. We have Hope, Kiki, Paige. In the front row is Emma, Marissa, and Whitley. Game five. This is only to 15. So this will
be the one time.
You got to get a good start.
You have to get a good start. Yep.
So Hope back to serve. Good serve.
Nice.
The Eagles almost an overpass. Oh, Marissa got it.
Nope.
Yes.
Marissa said no.
Marissa blocked that.
Yep.
Almost
she
an
did.
Overpass instead of trying to get it over.
That's a block solo right there from Marissa Garkey.
Nice awareness. She's got some good net play.
Yeah, she does. She is my most improved player of the year.
Great serve by Hope. Eagles struggling with it. A tip.
Go.
Got it up.
Nice.
Kiki. Paige hits it over. Nice. A block. Good block coverage. Hope to Whitley.
In the net. Chicken-armed it. Not quite high enough and just hits it right into the net. Yeah. Not blocked, but hits it in the net.
Yep.
So good play by the Indians. Score 1-1. Game 5 goes to 15. Here we go.
El Sasser back to serve for the
Marissa.
Lady Eagles.
Paige. Kiki.
He'll
back to serve
you. Out of bounds. We'll take that.
That almost got Hope.
There. Yeah.
Hope almost ran right into that ball.
It was out of bounds so far.
And she was running out of bounds.
2-1. Set number 5.
Keep
Marissa
it in, Marissa. Keep it in.
Yep. Nice serve for Marissa.
Keep it in there, Marissa.
The
that's what you got to do.
3-1.
3-1. Indians up.
Just off the top of
just
the net.
Over, Marissa. Be strong.
Yeah, come on, Marissa. Keep it in play here.
Keep it in play.
Marissa back to serve.
Nice serve. Keeps her deep. Out to the outside hitter.
Good hand on it.
I wanted Paige to take that one.
Yeah, she knows it.
She knows it.
Got a hand on it.
Yep.
It fell between Kiki and Paige.
Yep.
Paige probably should have went and got that one.
Yep, she just stuck her hands up. She knows it now.
3-2. Indians up. Granger with a good serve to Marissa.
Marissa to Hope.
Hope.
Back to Whitley. That's a double.
The right side. They just pass it over.
Emma to Hope.
Hope to Whitley.
Another kill. Hope says, I'm going to feed the beast today. Nice job, Whitley Rammel.
Nice job, Whitley.
And she goes and takes a little break, and now we have Grace Guggenbiller.
Grace Page.
I'd like to see Grace get some swings here.
Kiki back to serve.
Throw him off a little bit.
Nice.
Nice play by Willow.
Great play by the Eagles to get it out over the net. Sets Page to the middle.
Off the block. That's all right.
Back the Eagles, setting the bigger on the outside. Get a hand
Willow.
On the girls.
Yeah.
No hand on that.
You're just not going to touch that.
No.
I get it. Kudos to Grace Guggenbiller. She is trying her little heart out. I mean, she fingertipped it top of her hands. I mean, there's not much else you can do.
Kudos to the Eagles for trying for getting that ball
huge
up.
They played hard
to get that ball in the net.
Yep.
Libero back to serve for the Eagles. Eagles down 4-3.
Marissa
with a pass to Hope. Paige has to one-hand it over.
Yeah.
Eagles back to the big girl.
She just tips it over. Hope.
Paige to Hope. Out to Paige.
Boom!
Yes!
Yeah! Paige Fortkamp.
I don't know that
I've seen a better sharp hit than that right there. That's how you do it.
Yes.
Liberty Benton's
nice
like, dang, what is going on here?
I think they're arguing. They argue
every play.
Yep.
Indians up 5-3.
Emma back to
set
serve.
Set 3.
Indians.
Emma.
Set 5.
Nice. Or set 5.
Emma.
I'm sorry. Set 5.
Eagles struggling with it. Got free
really
ball
got
over.
Got free.
Use
That's
it.
What we
Kiki.
Like. That's what we like.
To Emma.
Get
back to Grace.
And she has to tip it. It was a little too far wide.
Out to the big girl.
Oh, big girl gets it.
Yeah, that's
we have to we
we have to stay aggressive. Yeah. I get why Grace tipped it. The timing was terrible. But,
not
you know,
sure
throw them deep.
Choice,
whatever
but,
you got to do, throw them deep. Or make her play defense.
Yeah.
You know, make that hitter play defense.
5-4. Good serve by the Eagles. Marissa with a pass to Emma.
Emma.
Up to Paige.
Touch.
Off the block.
Yes.
Off the block.
Yes.
Got a kill on that one.
Got
off
a
top
nice
of block.
Kill. Yep. That's what you like.
Little high hands on that one.
Yep.
Paige back to serve for the Indians. Indians up 6-4.
That's a sign of a good hitter right there. Hitting the ball off top of their hands. Paige Forkamp back to serve.
Grace Lilly and Mercer in the front row.
Indians up 6-4. Set 5.
6-4. Good serve.
Serve.
Eagles set in the middle. And she into our campfire.
Now he calls. Now he misses the call. I don't know if that was much different than the last slam dunk. But it's all good.
Bit of a throw. But
it's all good.
Indians. 6-5.
Yep, 6-5. We got to have a side out here.
Yep.
I'm curious to see who
Barber
this ball's going to go to. I would say Marissa, if anybody.
Kiki with the pass.
No. Oh my goodness.
Sakes. Oh my goodness. Marissa gets
that
a kill.
That is what we like to see.
Two-hand push in the campfire, and they could not handle it.
Campfire!
They could not
play
that.
Do you think they heard me? I don't know if you heard me, but I just yelled at them. Campfire.
I'm surprised they couldn't play that one.
I am, too.
Looked like a fairly easy play, but that's okay. We'll take it 7-5. Indians
lots
up
of miscommunication there.
Buffy back to serve the Indians. We'll roll off a few here, Buffy.
Yep. Indians up 7-5.
Throw him a screwball. That
Lily Rammels back in.
Yes. Back in front row.
That's what we like to see. Nice serve, Buffy.
Buffy.
Oh, just misses.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we don't want.
Yeah. 7-6 Indians.
Don't want that.
Kiki back in for Buffy.
Yep.
Serve receive here.
Kiki, 7-6.
Paige and Marissa front rows. Lily, Emma, and Witt.
I know where she was
Eagles
trying to
back
serve.
To serve. Good serve.
Paige
up to Emma.
Back. Oh,
slide.
Shoot.
Bad.
Shoot, Emma.
Bad set.
Emma set the official.
Yep. Whitley couldn't get to it. So.
Yep. Can't set the official.
Yep. Bad set there.
Yep. 7-7.
7-all.
Whitley runs something a little bit, something in front of you here. I don't know if she hears me.
Kiki with a nice pass up to Emma to Whitley.
Oh, Willow gets a nice dig.
Through the middle.
Oh, yeah. They try to tip it and miss it.
Short it.
That's what we like.
Shortened it.
I call that a pterodactyl swing.
Yeah.
You know, they forget that the elbow has to extend so it looks like a pterodactyl arm.
All right.
That's
Indians
what we
up
like.
By 1-8-7. Hope back to serve.
Hope serving. Hope back to serve. We got to score.
Good serve.
We got to score.
The Eagles set the outside hitter to Granger. She's got to tip it.
Hope.
To Kiki.
Out to
Marissa. She
shots
it in the middle. Oh. Overpass.
Oh, yes.
Eagles. Oh. Overpass by the Eagles, and Marissa puts it down.
I don't know. Was it Marissa?
Marissa.
I think it was Marissa, but Whitley pushed her arm and added some power
pushed her body.
To it. Yes. So Indians up 9-7. Hope is back to serve.
This
is, we got to go now, Hope. We got to go.
Good
short.
Serve. Short serve.
Good.
Marrow struggles.
Yes.
Oh,
go. Put it in play. She kicked it.
Whitley.
Hope to Whitley.
Whitley.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
Whitley.
Bam.
Kill out of the middle.
That's what you like
nice
to see right
time
there.
Time out by the Eagles. Indians up 10-7.
Indians up.
Set number 5.
10-7.
We'll
how you do?
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Okay, we're back. Indians up 10-7.
Set.
Hope Wendell back to serve.
Yep. Set 5.
Whitley,
Indians.
Marissa,
only
Emma.
Only played
front
a 15,
row.
You remember.
Yep.
Short serve by Hope. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my
get
goodness.
Up, Marissa.
Up. Oh, overpass. Get
Whitley.
Up. Get Whitley.
Whitley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Whitley set.
And overpass them.
Oh,
they
my God.
They argue every call.
What are they
call
arguing?
They argue every call. That
I, would,
in the net. I think it's the ball.
Yellow card her.
Yeah.
That was the ball.
That was the ball. Yep.
Pull out your yellow card.
Yep.
You cannot.
She can't be screaming at that ref.
Nope. So Indians get another point. 11-7.
11-7.
I'm going to say set her down.
Yep.
Set.
Pull out a yellow card.
Nope. That was ball, honey. Ball. Pull out the yellow card.
Yeah. He shouldn't
pull
be
out
talking to her. sure. He's going to pull out a yellow card if he doesn't stop.
Yep, it's about to come out. He just said, I'm
that's
done.
Enough. That's enough. Yep.
Done.
11-7, Indians up. Whitley was not in the net on that.
No, I think it was all ball.
Hope
definitely.
Had a good serve.
Indians up. 11-7.
They got a free ball at over.
And that's
come on,
a double.
Use it.
Go.
So,
boom. Oh, yes. Whitley Ramble again.
I mean, she has an extra oomph on
she
that
did.
One.
She did. It was probably set a little short, but it didn't matter.
She
12.
Smoke that. 12-7.
12-7. Indians up.
Come on, Hope. Another good serve by
good.
Hope.
Yes.
A serve by Hope Wendell.
Right in front of
a
Willow.
Serve.
Timeout
for the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
13-7.
Indians up 13-7. We will be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back.
Set number five here at Forsyth Fieldhouse against the Liberty Benton Eagles has been a great game today.
Wow.
Set
this
five,
is kind
Indians
of exciting.
13-7.
This is a little
very
bit
exciting.
A little bit exciting. Yep. 13-7. Indians 13-7. Have. I can say that this is how we should be playing.
Yes.
This is, wow.
Every girl on this court
has put poured every ounce
of energy they have into it. And
playing well.
Yeah. From passing
absolutely
to sitting
well. Yep.
To serving to hitting to serve receive. Our girls have played tough. We are way outsized with this team.
Absolutely.
But we are playing
outsized.
Our hearts out. So Hope back to serve. Indians up 13-7. Set five only goes to 15.
Nice
good serve. They get it out to Granger.
Oh,
right through our
right off of Whitley's hands.
Yep.
Right off her hands. Dang it.
13-8.
Yep. So we need a side out right here
side
on
out.
The very first pass.
Yep.
We're getting a little, we have to buckle down and be flawless.
And relax. Just
points.
Relax. We don't need to be tight now.
Yep. Be flawless.
Elsasser back to serve for the Eagles. It's a good serve. Kiki.
Hope.
To Hope.
Back to Whitley. Boom.
Out.
Out.
Slams
out.
It. Oh, yes.
Out. In.
That was in. Yep. Set her down. There it is. Here it comes. Red card. She's out.
Get
their coach
out.
Is out. She
get
has argued.
Out.
Every call stomped her feet.
He came off the bench.
Get them both out.
He
get them all
not
out.
Allowed off the bench.
Yep, they're both out.
Yep, he is not allowed off the bench. Yes, that is a great call.
Yep. That was Whitley with the kill on the line.
Here we go. Indians, game point.
Yep.
14-8.
Game point, 14-8. Marissa back to serve the Indians. Good serve.
Nice serve. Let's get it, Whitley Rammel. A block.
Two-hand pushover.
Marissa.
Hope. Paige. To
Whitley.
I'm sorry, to Whitley.
To
Whitley
back set.
Back set to Granger.
Granger.
She tips it. Whitley
said no.
Lost it. Yes!
Nope.
Yes!
Indians pull out
Indians.
A huge win.
15-8.
Huge win.
Set
15-8.
Five.
Nice win by the Indians.
Wow, what a game. Both teams played
she's
their
not
hearts
even,
out.
She is not even allowed in this gym right now.
She needs
she
to be out of
be
here.
Out.
I don't know what he's doing with letting
she
her in
She should
here.
Be out of the gym. Okay, we'll be back. I'm going to get some stats from the girls. So we will be back in just a few minutes.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry?
call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back, and we have Coach Guggenbiller on the line here. He is here to talk a little bit about that tremendously played match by the Fort Recovery Indians.
Five-set victory for the Indians over Liberty Benton. Wow. Incredibly tough team.
Absolutely incredible.
That was awesome.
So, Travis, tell us, what was the speech about before the game that really, like, holy cow, that's incredible.
I have been, I told the girls, I'm not happy when I go home upset after a win. Mm-hmm. I did that at Delphi's. I did it with Parkway, and I couldn't figure out what the issue was. Uh-huh. And I was just going through normal. I look at Twitter, and I came across Kara Lawson, who's the new Duke head basketball coach, mm-hmm. coached by the greatest coach of all times, in my opinion, Pat Summitt from Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely.
And her speech was, I can make you work hard, but I can't make you compete. Mm-hmm. And I told the girls, I can make you work hard, because mm-hmm. if I have them running on a drill, they run it. Uh-huh. But if I put a time on it, now they meet the goal. Same with any kind of drill that we do, you know. Sometimes we just do drills, uh-huh. and they don't run through. They just kind of go through it. But uh-huh. when I put some kind of punishment, they work harder for it.
Gotcha.
But competitiveness is in you. You have to bring that on the court, and we can never take a break. We didn't compete. We work hard. We always work hard. Sure. I will never say we don't.
Yep.
We worked hard against Parkway. We worked hard against Delphus. But we weren't ready to compete, and Parkway competed.
Right.
And today, our girls competed, and that's just what I'm most proud of. I mean,
wow.
It was awesome.
Scrappiness, the digs, the diving into the bleachers, and the overpasses from Liberty Benton, and our girls playing great net play, being aware. Yeah. And
I've never seen such good passing in my entire
life. We did a really good job, I think, overall defensively. They had their kills, and our girls were so frustrated. But I'm like, girls, we're facing some of the best hitters out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a sophomore on the floor and a junior on the floor and a freshman that were just crushing the ball.
They were good.
And we actually got a block on them early on when Emma got there with Witt, and that really upset the number 13 on their outside. So she started to tip and roll a lot on us.
She tipped a lot.
And she did that a lot, and I think that was just huge. And then we made a change halfway.
That was my question. Change. What did you do different?
In the fourth set, I said we were winning when we were feeding the ball to the middle of the court, and they struggled with that defensively. Uh-huh. And I said, my outside, you guys are just hitting outside after outside after outside, and we're not winning the ball. Uh-huh. We're getting blocked, or they're just playing defense. I said, we need you guys going in. We need you going in for that one ball. They're struggling in the middle attack. So they went in, and my middle, as I said, slide, 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 or W. Something. Go for a B. Mix it up. Change it up.
Yep.
And so we did that the last two sets, and they just, I think our hitting percentage in the middle, I think it had to be really, really high.
Our hitting percentage overall had to be tremendous today.
I mean, you have hardly any error. I mean,
we have as much as you hit.
And like, you could tell the first couple plays, we were very nervous when they got that kill. Yep. I heard the team go around, or a couple of the girls turn and say, whoa. I was like, hey, we have just as hard of hitters as anybody else out there. So just go out there. We play with them every day. And that was awesome.
We're 4 or 5 inches shorter than them.
Without a doubt. Oh, my gosh. Set the ball.
I would just
set the ball real high. Our girls just did a great job just timing it. We may not have a whole lot of blocks, but we made them figure out how to hit around it. And I mean, Lily's huge out there. Emma, they overlooked, and she had that one block, and it just totally took that girl out there. Yep. So I'm so proud of that team.
Yep.
And it's surprising that Granger, how often she went to the tip. She's a University of Pittsburgh kid. She's a phenomenal hitter. I watched a lot of film on her, and I thought, man, she can hit
so
balls.
Granger is the pit.
Yeah, number 13. And she's young, so I think she'll learn from this game.
She's junior.
Overall.
I think mentally she fell apart.
She did.
We took them out. I said our serves are terrible, but they're still aggressive. And that's what I kept saying to to these girls, you know. Yeah. And Buppy made a big, she just, that fourth set, that momentum really took them out too. And all my girls, you know, every single one, even the ones who struggled a little bit today, they're fantastic athletes. Yep. And, you know, we'll have that conversation about just stay positive. It's okay. Right. And we'll come back at it again tomorrow.
Right.
But yeah, overall, I am just overly.
Wow.
I like, honestly, in my mind, if we were going to lose set four, I was going to tell those girls how proud of us I was today.
The same way. Yeah,
I was just, I was so proud of our effort. And honestly, the second and third set, we just made air after air after air. Yep. I mean, there were a lot of mental mistakes that we made on ourselves. So yeah, overall, absolutely. I was very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So great job, coach.
Thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit about some stats, and I'll give those to you.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, thanks, Travis.
Hey,
great
thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Great job. Okay, so I'm going to just end with stats and some serves. Fort Recovery comes out with a five set match. 25-17 Indians, and then we lose 25-22, 25-20, and then we win the last two, 25-18, and then 15-8, that fifth set. Leading us in kills was Whitley Rammel with 34.
And remember,
maybe
our stats
31.
Are basic.
Who knows?
Here.
She had 30 plus kills. And then
they couldn't stop her.
They couldn't.
They absolutely could not stop her, whether she was on the slide through the middle.
Yeah. They had no answer. And it surprises me with their height.
Yep.
And then Paige ends up with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 32.
Wait, I don't know.
Oh, no. Those are in play. Sorry. Yeah. 16. So she
and I
had
19, so I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
And I got two for Grace. I got 8 for Marissa. And that's all I have.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
and then
we're somewhere around in there.
Assist wise, Hope Wendell led us in assist with 30.
5, 10, 15, 20, 20,
and then
5, 30.
Emma with 20.
5, 10, 15, 20. I don't know.
19, yeah, something like that. And then Diggs tonight, I thought Kiki was all
Kiki
over
was great.
The floor tonight.
We had some, I mean, Marissa had some really critical digs. Mm-hmm. Paige had some nice digs and times that we needed it. And
I don't even have digs because I don't know how accurate they are.
Yeah.
And block-wise, Whitley Rammel had 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Emma, 3. Marissa, 3. And Grace Guggenbiller had 2. And, you know, 2 and 3 and 4, you know, that doesn't sound good, but they come at such crucial times.
And truly, to get a block on any of these girls that are hitting across the net, these, like we've said over and over, these girls were big, 6'3", 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot. And not just big and gangly. These girls are big, athletic, and could hit the ball.
Absolutely. So
very proud of our Indians. Great effort.
They played great.
Overall team effort.
Yep. So next week, Monday night, the Indians are home with Franco Monroe. If you haven't come to watch the girls, there are plenty of tickets left, I believe. At the front door, I think
60-ish is what I heard.
Yeah,
It is definitely worth getting here and trying.
For sure, coming to watch. And then Thursday night, we are at New Knoxville, and that's going to be a battle.
That'll be a tough one.
That's going to be a battle.
We went in there last year in 1-4.
Yes.
In a battle.
And I think New Knoxville is the only MAC team currently undefeated. They have not dropped a set yet.
Haven't dropped a set. New Bremen, did they drop a set?
Yes, they did to somebody. I can't remember who. And then Friday, we are home. Our football team is home with Anna, and it will be broadcasted by FRR Radio. And then Saturday, we are at Arcanum and FRR. You'll probably get to listen to me and Susie. So I'm going to go ahead and sign out and hand it over to Neil Spencer. Shout out to everybody listening. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yep.
Good job.
Yeah.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.